All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I am here with Paul Knight. Hopefully, Gloria Cannata will be joining us soon. Thank you, everybody that's already here in the chat. We always appreciate that. And a lot of stuff on the menu today. Obviously, by the title, you can tell we're going to talk about Mandela effect animals, naturally, a whole bunch of new Mandela effects, brand changes, a few personal stories. Paul, I'm going to make you tell a personal story, even though I didn't tell you that I'm going to make you do that. it's nothing crazy. We're going to talk about Mars again, just briefly, but now supposedly they found an ice rink on Mars, which is, you know, this crater of ice. It looks like a big oval. It looks like a big ice rink on top of a crater. Like, it's just absolutely absurd. I'm going to get a little bit into that. Just a lot of different stuff. A lot of different stuff. Mostly, I'm going to talk about a lot of Mandela effects today. We're going to wait just a few to get into that because I'm waiting on Gloria to get here. So real quickly, Paul, speaking about Mars, have you seen the images in question here?
I have, yeah. the ice rink, yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, firstly, just to, you can argue, is it real or whatever, but if you go back to what you said, we've talked about before against going to the moon when they said they've lost all the technology. They lost all the technology or back to the moon, but yet they go into Mars. You just got to ask yourself straight away that to ring alarm bells at the lying, constantly lying. I mean, if you just look at it, it just looks like, oh, God.
I mean, but, it's crazy. And I'm sorry, I didn't have the other picture handy that didn't have my meme that I made out of it. I didn't mean to distract people with the joke, but that's literally the picture they put. And they tell you that they, how does that even work if there's no atmosphere? Never mind all the problems getting there.
I know. Like I said, if they've not got a technology to go to the moon, how can you have this technology to go to Mars, which is further? You still got to go through the Van Allen belt and all that crap. So, and people just lap it up. They believe all the rubbish that they see. It's just ridiculous. I mean, who's taking the picture? Is the Mars rover got an extended selfie stick?
Oh, well, I'm glad that you brought that up because, I hope I still have that link handy that I wanted to show that. If not, I can grab it real quick. Yeah, well, they send you pictures. They show you the Mars rover and its selfie stick. I'm going to bring that up right now. It's ridiculous, okay? First of all, the idea that this robot's been up there for fucking all these years and the battery's still going. The idea that they're controlling it from millions of miles away. They literally tell you it has a selfie stick. And I know that we've talked about this before, so I'm not going to go on about that. But I did want to show an image of it that they're saying it allegedly took with this selfie stick. So check this out. This is fucking hilarious, dude. It really is. Hold on, my computer's a little slow. Screen share. I do wish these computers were faster when they did this. Do you see my screen?
I do, yeah.
The window right here. Look at this. So NASA's Curiosity rover just snapped an awesome selfie on Mars. And then it goes on to tell you how it took a selfie of its stuff up on the mountain. Dude, where is the selfie stick? This bitch is like from 20 yards away, dude. I mean, you know, without even getting into the idea of, you know, how a rocket can't work in space or even looking at the distances, even you don't have to, like, figure out the math and stuff because it's fucking obvious they're not millions of miles away. But, I mean, look at this. I mean, look at this. This is from a selfie stick that it's holding. An invisible selfie stick. Isn't that a hoot, bro?
It's just, I mean, people, like I said, people just believe anything and if they've not got the technology to go to the moon, how have they all got it to go to Mars? It's just, you know, like I said, but if you believe there's a sink, if you believe there's this a carbon space, you know, they'll believe anything.
Craters on Mars, Paul. This is fucking spilt milk in an old sink is what it looks like. Or paint chipping off of a wall with a hole in it. This is craters on Mars? Dude, they really just make the most abstract, like silly art, and people believe it. It's crazy to me, man. It's crazy. Now, Hang on. I want to shut my screen share off. Is it off? All right, the screen share off. Yeah, so, you know, and it's not just the photography and stuff, because it's also just the behavior of these people. Like, for instance, if you have not seen the original Mars landing conference, like, you know, however many years back that was, several years back, they had this gentleman out there named Adam Stelzner, and he was supposedly like the head engineer on the project. And they would ask him the most basic questions, and he would just defer to the audience. Like, he always, oh, John Smith is here in the audience, he can answer it. If this person is here, they can answer it, just so he wouldn't have to answer any questions. And when you, people say things like, oh, well, they couldn't lie about these things because too many people would have to be in on it. You know what I mean? Well, no, because even these people that are getting in front of the camera, they're not even really knowing what's going on because they're complete idiots.
Yeah, it's a departmentalized. Everything is structured in a way where the people are just making things for the next department and department and department. They don't even know themselves. It's just stupid. If you only take like 5 minutes to watch any video or anything on Mars or the moon, you can see it's fake. I mean, God, I was brought up in like unwanted space, you know what I mean? It was Star Trek and things like that. So I'd want to go in space. I'd love it to be true, you know what I mean? But for what you're paying for your money, you're just getting laughter. There's that many palms to grease, and that's where your $52 million a day is going.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And I want to play this clip real quick. It's only like 3 minutes and change. And this is Adam Stelzner. And this is them asking questions after the first Mars landing. Just listen to how idiotic this is and how he doesn't answer anything.
I am terribly humbled by this experience. I forever, secretly, have felt that I do not deserve to be in the position of leading the team that I lead, because they are certainly in sum and largely by count of individual more capable than I.
Adam, tell us about the landing.
All right, Greg. Can't tell you too much about it. I mean, it looks good. I'm being a little flip. In short,
science, bro.
Extremely clean.
He's in charge, but he knows nothing.
We touched down in conditions that were on the more benign side of our nominal expectation.
Absolutely no information given. Just listen to this.
By the way, I want to preface everything. This is preliminary data scooped with the sieve in the cacophony of the control room during the celebration, right? And largely by my good friend Miguel San Martin, who's somewhere out there. I hope. At any rate,
I hope.
very nominal. Remarkably good. Our navigation error was on the low side of our expectation, which meant that we probably had a good alignment between the celestial center sensors and the inertial sensors, the IMU. Our powered flight appears to have been excellent. If my good friend Ben Toma is in the house, is Ben in the house? We landed 140 kilograms of fuel reserves out of a total of 400 kilos that we carried in.
He doesn't know anyone.
Ben worked quite diligently in stretching the tanks at my insistence because I was worried we wouldn't have enough fuel. And so I think I owe Ben a little bit of an apology there.
And I'm going to pause it for a second. Never gets into what type of fuel they use and how it's possible to go 10 million miles. And every question, he's not even really asking for a person that even probably works there because he knows he's not getting a response. He's asking for them because that's the perfect way to deter the question, to defer from the question.
So it looked good, in short. Good and clean. And it looks, at least by my eyeball, that we landed in a nice flat spot. beautiful. Really beautiful.
Good and clean.
Shani Jardin from boingboing.net, and I'm a stand-in for Miles O'Brien.
Watch this basic question he won't answer.
What
you kind? Look more attractive than Miles.
I won't tell him that, Adam.
Okay.
I think he heard it.
What? I have to ask you, what kind of file type? Can you tell us about the image file type and compression that was used to send this very important couple of thumbnails back from Mars?
Yes, unfortunately, I absolutely cannot. If Justin Mackey is in the room, or there's a couple other people on the team who'd be able to whip that out quickly, but I don't.
He can't even tell you what type of file the photos are.
Okay, a serious question. A little more than 48 hours ago, you told me you would tell me a secret. Once Curiosity landed, can I have my secret?
Yeah, what was it? A lot has happened in the last 48 hours. And to be very truthful, I do not recall what that secret was.
Isn't that something else?
You can see it in his eyes as well. He just, oh my God. What an idiot. If he's supposed to be in charge of like a $1 billion mission. And he can't answer one question. Oh, you just get flagged and sacked for that. You should, you know.
Yeah, he can't answer one question. He's supposedly the head engineer, dude. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. So I just wanted to touch on that briefly. I'm not gonna stay on that for too long. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that, Paul. I mean, people buy it though. You know, people buy it. So let me.
Are you showing them pics I sent you before? Or are you gonna talk about that again?
What pics?
The snake and the squirrel.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me also bring that up. And while we're on Mars, guys, before we get off it real quick, I'm glad Paul reminded me. A couple more pics I just wanted to show you real quick. Did I lose my folder? Check this out. So Mars is supposedly has no life, you know, obviously. But because it's not filmed on Mars. It's filmed at places like Devon Island, Canada. Look at this. This rodent right here. I forget exactly. It's some sort of lemming, right, Paul? And it's exclusive to this location, Devon Island in Canada. So that's how they figured out where it was. It's not the only one that's happening. There's also a snake that has come up recently. This is all Mars footage provided to us by NASA and the European Space Agency. I mean, it's just blatantly absurd. They just laugh at you. They steal your money. And they go and film shit in deserts. And they tell you that they're on Mars. They literally film stuff in places like Greenland and other places. And they literally, Paul, they literally just go on their computer and change the tint. And then they tell you it's Mars. And people buy it, you know? It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But now, I want to get into some other things, okay? First, Paul, how's the Facebook censorship going?
Oh, don't tell me about it. I know you've had it bad, and I've had it bad lately as well. Constant daily reviews and stuff like that.
I'm on a 30-day ban right now myself, so I got like at least 3 weeks left of it.
And then we've seen this somewhere. And then we've seen today that they're banning people for 8 minutes.
Yeah, what is that? That is just crazy. That is just crazy. Something I wanted to show, Mandela effects. I want to get into a few Mandela effects. By the title of this show, and I am going to preface this by saying there is a lot of residue for the other way that we remember, especially within the flat Earth community with the AE maps and whatnot. But on the majority of the globes now and maps of the globe, the North Pole is actually missing. Like there is, like, and we know maps are fake. We know this, and we say this all the time. Okay, but the North Pole on the maps is actually gone. Like the ice that was always there. Paul, you remember ice on the North Pole or no?
I know it both. I know it used to be on, and then years ago it went to just blue or black, just a hole type of thing.
And now it just shows us water. Yeah, they like blacked it out for a while. And now they just show it as like water. Look at this. So my question is, where does Santa Claus live? You know what I mean? It's crazy shit, man. Crazy. And then we got this one right here, Paul. And this is where I said I was going to ask you for a personal Mandela story. So, Paul, you want to tell people about this snack and how you brought this up to your mom?
Yeah, like I said, you showed it the other day, and I said to my mum, do you remember my granddaddy, he's passed away now, but because we went to see his grave and she was with us. So I just said, do you remember me granddad's favourite chocolate? She went, yeah, blue ribbon, you know, how it was. I said, nah, it's blue ribboned now. And she just basically looked at me like, are you kidding? I went, no, here, have a look at the pictures. And she said, it's always blue ribbon because of the ribbon, you know, the blue ribbon that was on it.
Yeah.
And it just, for a person, it's like not, I mean, she believes in a lot of things, but that hit home because it was her dad's, you know, like favorite chocolate. She was always buying him, you know, taking him, giving him whims, different things like that. So she's not going to make something up and remember something like that. Because I didn't even say, I said, what was it called? And I said, it was, and she went, blue ribbon. And I went, nah, blue ribboned. Now
it's like blue riband, R-I-B-A-N-D. Like, it's crazy. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, too, is a lot of people ask, you know, well, what are the changes that are in other countries and whatnot? And is it just American? And it is predominantly over here, but there are changes that are over there. And this is one of them, like, along with your dib-dab snacks. And, you know, there are some more that people have mentioned. I don't know if you've seen them in the group lately, but I wouldn't know those brands. You would have to let me know. You know what I'm saying? Another one I wanted to bring up. This is a big one for me, Paul. Now, you're the same age as, well, oh, same age as somebody, same age as somebody 20 years older than me. No, so growing up as a teenager, you know, like, you know how you are a teenager, you go and get alcohol, you get drunk, and usually you buy the cheap shit. So when I grew up, every day when I used to drink, because it was the time I was drinking every day, it wasn't my whole childhood, but I was like 15, 16, I drank a lot, right? So I would go to the packy store 2-3 times a day, get the bum to go in and buy for us, and I would get two things. I would get a Mad Dog 2020 and a 40 ounce of various brands, St. Ides, Colt 45. You know, there's a few different brands that we would get. So you know what a 40 ounce is? Malt liquor?
Yeah, I know, bottle. Yeah, we just call them bottles.
Do you know what Mad Dog 2020 is? It's like a cheap wine, came in bright colored various flavors.
Yeah, orange and blue and red. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Red, lime green. Orange, yeah, definitely. It was like a fruit punch. It had the green, which was like a kiwi. Had a banana red, which was like a yellowish one. Yep. And it would get you really drunk, right? I mean, you would drink that. You'd probably throw up as a teenager, but you'd be fucking wasted, right?
Yeah.
Did you used to drink them often, or have you only tried it once? Or
no, no, Mad Dog. Yeah, ever, even over in the UK, especially at our age, everyone used to get Mad Dog 2020, everyone.
Yeah. And people probably like, all right, Brian, get on with it. What's the Mandela effect?
It wasn't in a big bottle, wasn't it? Such it was just in a little bottle. So yeah.
And the bottle was kind of flat. It wasn't it wasn't a cylinder, right?
Yeah, you know, a bit like when them like flasks, the old antique kit flasks type of thing that you see in films. Yeah. It was like bevel, like in that shape, and it had like the label on the front.
Yeah, well, now in this reality, it's never been Mad Dog 2020. It says MD 2020 on the label, and MD supposedly stands for Mogen David, some guy's name, Mogen David. This article by them, or that somebody interviewed somebody from the company or whatever, and you know, it's very curious that so many thousands of people think that our name was Mad Dog 2020. It's like, well, no, welcome to my world.
You would probably even go to millions, because everyone who I know, everyone. Do you know what I mean? It's iconic for your childhood.
Yeah, everybody in the chat is talking about it. see who used to drink it. Yeah. Derek's in the chat. Look at these guys. Oh, no, Mad Dog 2020 to me too, Miss Ali. Derek, what about the Cisco buddy? No, I don't know if Cisco changed. That shit's real nasty. But Derek, I know Derek remembers Mad Dog 2020. Thirst for Truth, you remember Mad Dog 2020? Old English. That's the 40, though. Miss Ali, we drank it with a straw to make it easier. Thirst for Truth, yeah. So you guys all know that it was Mad Dog 2020. Look at these guys. They all know. Go look, guys. Go look and ask what MD2020 stands for, and it's going to say Mogan David. Yeah, everybody brings it up, Thirst for Truth, of course. Every time you tell stories about your childhood and you get into the drunk stories, yo, I was drinking a 40 and a Mad Dog 2020, then I smoked a blunt. I was all fucked up, dude. You know what I mean? I blacked out many a times from Mad Dog 20. I got in many a trouble because of Mad Dog 2020. It was never, yo, man, I got so fucked up last night. I was drinking Mogan David 2020. Have you ever even heard of such a ridiculous thing, Bob?
Exactly. If you think about it, how many times did you drink it? Even if it was called Mogden, whatever it is, everyone call it Mad Dog, you would know the name. Because it would be on it, you know what I mean? You're looking at the bottle so many times, you're reading whatever, you know, when you get bored, when you're drinking. So you would know this. Do you know what I mean? It's not a case of you just thinking, oh, well, it was never, you know, you didn't say to a person, oh, can you go in the shop and buy some MD or Mogden Davis? You know what I mean? It was Mad Dog. Everyone knows it was Mad Dog.
Dude, everyone knows it was Mad Dog. It was never Mogan David. And look at everybody in the chat knew. There wasn't, you know what I mean? Everybody knows, dude. How would we just associate like MD and just everybody puts Mad Dog on it if that's not what it was? But that's what people want us to think, you know? I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to play a quick clip. I do have a couple clips I'm going to play during the show today, but I'm going to try and space them out in between ones we're just going to talk about because I like to, you know, not play too many clips. But this one is just amazing, guys. Now, back to creatures that we have now. We have glowing dolphins. And just, you got to listen to this. If they hit me with a copyright, whatever. Can you see the screen?
I can, yeah.
Sailing back from a three-month expedition, it's our very last day as we sail into Sydney, and the craziest thing has just happened. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
Electric dolphins! Woohoo! It's like there's a party under there. So cool!
Last night, 4 a.m, I was changing shifts with one of my crew on the night watch, and I saw these glowing blue-green orbs of light underwater coming at our boat. They were heading straight for our boat. They're like underwater fighter jets covered in St. Elmo's fire, and they were dolphins. There were dolphins coming to swim and surf on the bow wave of our 40-foot catamaran. They were completely bathed in this psychedelic blue-green glow of bioluminescence. This glow, or this bioluminescence, is caused by microscopic plankton. They're called dinoflagellates, and when they're disturbed in the water, they give off this microsecond blast or flash of blue-green light. And when there's millions of them in the water, they all join together into this eerie, crazy, sci-fi glow.
Oh, that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. That is so crazy awesome.
They react to the leading edges of the dolphin, so the rostrum right on the nose and the front edge of the dorsal fin and the pectoral fins. They have this crazy blue edge glow to them, and glowing from the tail is this beautiful star trail of bioluminescence behind them. The effect overall is this crazy twilight zone, life of pi, iridescent, glowing dolphin spaceship swimming through an empty ocean cosmos. It is still one of the coolest
things. Oh wow, I just got a warning that said this hangout will end if you continue to broadcast content you're not authorized to.
Because censoring dolphins is an endangered to everyone's liberties.
I really just got that warning on my screen. Hold on, I'm reading something. That's crazy, man. All right, so everybody knows if something does happen and this stream comes down, then I'll relaunch another one just back on my page. So just, you know, refresh to my channel and give it a couple minutes. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. All right, yeah, I know. It's still warning me about that. Jesus Christ, man. Hang on, let me shut that window totally. All right, that's crazy, huh? I never got that message. Well, that distracted me for a minute. So what do you think about the dolphins, guys?
That's crazy. I mean, if you listen to what he was saying, what a load of crap, because like you talked briefly about it before, if they're swimming to something and it attached, you would get more all over. Do you know what I mean? It's specifically on them tips. Do you know what I mean? So it's they're not swimming through something because you would get more covered. You'd get bits on the back. It's every one of them was in the same spot. Like it's like, you know, a genetic. It's made.
Yeah, and they tried to say, you know, it's like because they're swimming through the algae in the water and that's what's giving it off. Well, why aren't the other fish glowing?
I know, and more all over the backs. You know, it's just in specific parts.
Yeah, it's definitely something within them that we're seeing. So this is becoming a crazy world that we're living in, isn't it? I'm really worried that they're going to end this video. I hope I don't get in trouble for that. Can copyright strikes give you a full strike, guys, like a community guideline one, or no? I think it can't. I think it can only mute parts of your video and stuff like that, disable monetizing. I don't think it'll give me like a live 30-day, 90-day ban, but I don't know. If somebody in the chat knows, let me know. But, yeah, I'm going to go shorter with my clips then. That sucks. Yeah, so that's crazy shit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. You know, we just did a show like a week and 2 days ago. Me and Gloria did a show on a Thursday night, and we titled it "Welcome to Your Rainbow World Mandela Effect," because we've done shows on this before, because all these different animals and things that are coming up that have a rainbow pattern to them, and look at here we are again, just a week later, and there's already a slew of new ones. So, Paul, I think this thing is it's increasing again a lot more, like it was, you know, a couple months ago, like around the Wally World time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like Salted Seed just said about, you know, Fukushima causing it.
Yeah, but he even said, I'm not sure that's even real. Yeah. No, I don't think that's real.
It's that dangerous, the Fukushima. They're not, like, cleaning it up. You just keep letting it pour into the oceans. Like you do.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. So I'm going to show something else. I'll stay away from the video clips for a bit, I guess. And I got some images to show. And check this out. Back to the rainbow theme, right? Look at this. This is Rainbow Swamp in Virginia. And they say it's, you know, it's blowing up on the internet. And they have a stupid, ridiculous excuse that the natural oils and everything, and they just perfectly stripe it like this. I could see like rainbow swirls in the water from oils, sure, but it's look at this. That's just the water, bro. That's not Photoshop. That's not something above reflecting on it. Like, that is the color of the water. And I do have video of it, but I'm not going to play it now because of that thing that just happened. But if you guys want to just Google or YouTube, actually, Rainbow Swamp, you'll find it, and there's a couple videos right there, and you can watch them walk through it. I mean, this is not fake photography. It's crazy, dude. Crazy. And this is everywhere, Paul. We're seeing this on all sorts of species. We're seeing the rainbow mountains. We see the rainbow trees. We see rainbow every animal. Horses. I mean, birds. I got more rainbow animals right now we're going to show. Check this out, right? Now we also have the rainbow pigeons. Watch this. Isn't that insane, bro?
Oh my god, it's definitely. But we're all missing, you know, misremembering.
Yeah, we're all misremembering because these things have obviously always been around. You know, it's crazy, bro. It's freaky because it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
I mean, to be honest, like standing back from you know, not interested in Mandela and all that, just pretending, you know, to be like a devil's advocate type of thing. You step back and think, well, I've never seen them in my life. What could it be? And you, there's only a couple of things it can be: Mandela effect or like genetic breeding. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're the only two things that it can be. It's either one or the other. But
then you can start to narrow that window down, because when you start to look into these things and then you see that these creatures have always been there before genetic breeding was a thing. Then I'm not saying none of these are generic breedings. I haven't done enough research into all of them, you know, and that's why sometimes I don't do the manned animals and stuff. But let's be honest, bro. Like, most of the people that are watching this show believe in it at this point. There's always going to be some that we do enough shows for beginners. Sometimes we have to talk amongst ourselves and progress the conversation, and we're not afraid to put it out there. Hey, I don't know if this is a Mandela or not, but it sure looks like one. What do you guys think? And I have no problem doing that.
I mean, like I've just said, you don't even have to be an expert in animals. If there was animals like that from growing up, you would be aware of it. Do you know what I mean? And that's just, it's just crazy when you're seeing all these new animals. You can say some are genetic and all that, but the changes, you're seeing things differently. There's no way of getting around it. You can't keep saying it's misremembering for everything. That's just a feeble excuse. You're not respecting the situation. Do you know what I mean? So many people do not disremember things like that. It's crazy. There's people,
genetic engineering, like, okay, so we have all these animals that are coming out rainbow, right? But we also have landmarks and stuff that are popping up that have always been there, like the Rainbow Mountains in China and rainbow swamps and all this. So those aren't genetically engineered. So there's like a color palette swap going on in our reality with what's going on. I don't, you know, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Well, I mean, there's other reasons for that you could theorize. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can think of something now. I'm not saying this is it, but I'm just, you know, as you know, we all seen, you know, our eyes seeing a certain vibration and frequency. What they're doing with harp and any type of thing that it's happening, that they're doing, making us see in different frequencies, and by, you know, our eyes are vibrating at a different frequency, and we're seeing these new things. Or it's the Mandela effect. You can say it's, you know, if it's just absurd, you just dismiss it straight away and not research it. Like you said, you look into it briefly and you can see these have always been there. So, you know, you can just, people just astound me how they can just write the Mandela effect off without even properly researching it.
Well, you saw the comments I got today. I posted a show that we did, the show that we did exactly a week ago, and it was a good chunk of it was about the Mandela effect, and that was the first thing in the title. It said, "The Mandela Effect to Flat Earth, the bridge is built," and then whatever else we talked about, it said in the title. I posted the Mandela group, and one dude, he first writes a comment. He's like, "Oh, trying to tie the or mentioning this in the same breath as the flat earth while you're in an ME group is 98% chance you're a disinformation agent." And it's just like, dude, these people are so fucking worried about calling everybody agents and shills, and they're so fucking narrow-minded, and they're not critical thinkers at all. And I wasn't even in there talking about flat earth. I literally posted my video of my show because it had a ton of Mandela content in the Mandela Effect group. Dude didn't even listen to what I said in the show. We didn't even get deep into the flat earth stuff. We were talking about Mandela effect. And then I was talking about community issues and just trying to get people to look into more topics and stuff. You know what I mean? That was the general message of it.
It goes on both sides. Like, as we know, even on the flat earth side, you post something that someone doesn't disagree with, they don't want to hear it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, whatever you believe, you can't force that belief on everyone else. So if you go into a group and you post something to disagree with the people who run, that's you doing what, like, the media are doing. Now you're controlling what's coming onto your page. if it's not offensive in a sense of, like, you know, child stuff and all that, you should be, it's like free press. You're supposed to be in a truth movement to get the truth out. But are you saying there's only one truth and that's your truth? Because then you're just being blind. Do you know what I mean? You've got everyone is entitled to their opinion. And when you post something, let it post. Five people might not like it. Five people will like it. Doesn't matter. It's a sense of just letting people post what their truth is. And when you start going down the route where you say, no, you can't post it because I don't believe in that. Well, what's the point of having a free group? You know what I mean? You're just doing what the... It's crazy.
Yeah, there is no point. There is no point. I might, for anybody that wants to go in a group where we talk about all these things, I'm very active on my Facebook group, and the stuff we talk about on the show is the same stuff we talk about in the group. But there are other people that post other topics, and there's stuff that I strongly disagree with that people post. And I don't say nothing, but you know what? If you're going to post it, I'm going to tell you my honest opinion, good or bad, but I'm not going to bash you. I'm not going to say you're an idiot for posting that. It's like somebody posted a Jason Burmese fucking video yesterday, and I'm like, all I said was, just be careful of that guy. He's a real shady character. And, you know, and I'd let it at that. I'm not going to, you know, get all up in arms about it, but people can post whatever they want in my group. My group's linked below. Real News Online. It's linked below somewhere in the show description. But yeah, guys, if you're on Facebook, come join the group because we talk about all that there. Honestly, I have no – I do so bad in Facebook groups, Paul. Like, I'm just – I'm expecting to get kicked out of two Mandela groups today probably. And I didn't do anything. I just basically told people, like, wow, man, you're pretty narrow-minded coming at me. It's just like, oh, my God, dude. It's so crazy. I just don't do well in groups, especially one-topic groups, you know. But even in groups that are about – you know, even when in groups that are about multiple topics, it's like people act like they're out for the truth and they don't want to go deep enough. Now, I know anybody can have their own perspective on what truth is, and you're always going to think that you know the truth as opposed to these other people, but everybody has a piece of it. You don't know it all. I mean, nobody knows it all, you know, and people have that view like, oh, this person, you know, they don't believe this and this. So it's like they're not really pushing the real truth. You should just be open to it all. Like I always tell people, it's pretty much my new thing to say now, Paul. You don't got to believe what I believe, right? Like, for instance, you don't got to believe in a flat earth. You can even believe, I don't even care if you're not a rude asshole. I mean, I don't even care if you believe in a concave earth or a globe earth, whatever you want to believe in. But you can't believe, you got to at least know the information. I take that back. You shouldn't believe in a globe or a concave, but you got to at least question the information that's put out in front of you. I don't care if you believe the earth is flat or even if you believe the Mandela effect is real, but at least look at the information and see that something is happening. Like, I don't know, man. It's very frustrating that people won't question, especially with the NASA stuff, Paul. Can we get back into NASA for a minute? Like, the stuff that NASA puts in front of your face that people don't question. It's just crazy. I mean, it's lunacy. It goes against everything that you have for common sense, any experience you've ever had. It all flies in the face of it. But just because it's NASA and it's science, that's it. You just brush it off and you call people like us idiots who question it.
Definitely. I mean, I understand if we've gone on about it where you're paying $52 million a day. And you're getting them taking pictures of the Earth with a 2-megapixel camera. Then you're getting pictures of planets and moons, and, like, just rehashed a bit of whirly clouds on. I mean, the last four pics of different planets, I've matched them in 5 minutes to having the same craters as the moon. So it's not hard to do. It's not hard to see. I mean, people call it indoctrination, but it's just a plain refusal to see basic stuff in front of you. You just put any video, like we've just said, about moon and hoax and different things. You look at it, and within 2 minutes, you can see there's enough glaring things, obvious in your face, to question. And it's people just think, well, they won't lie about that. Oh, everybody, they can't get it past everybody. It's all departmentalized. People don't realize that. One person builds and then it gets passed on, and that's it. You then got up to Mars, or we can't go back to the moon, but we can go millions of miles away. You got satellites running on miracle fuel.
Satellites that you never see. And again, it goes against all our personal experiences. It's like, so you believe that there's these thousands, and I think they say there's like 10,000 to 20,000 of them, satellites orbiting the Earth. but you've never seen them. And then they actually give you these images, and you never see other satellites in the images. And it's just absolute, but you believe that they're there. And it's like the International Space Station, which is a satellite, you know, by nature. So the International Space Station, they tell you, and we've talked about this before, but let's talk about the speed. I mean, they'll show you videos of people doing spacewalks on it. So they're out there lollygagging around, right? It looks very calm and peaceful, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize they're going 17,500 miles an hour, they tell you? Well, that's going on. And you look at it, and they're not moving.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you get all the arguments for the sake of people think, oh, there's only so many satellites, and then they're in geosync, and then there's another, and then there's even a place called a satellite ghost yard where all the dead satellites go to rest, and there's hundreds of thousands of them. I mean, come on. You type into Google how many people have died from a satellite getting hit. I mean, even satellites, they call satellites, you can even little debris millimeters upwards, there's 200,000, something ridiculous. How many people have died from getting struck on the head from something out of space? And more people have died taking selfies. And that is only in the last 10 years. So you're telling me you spinning in space like this, everywhere, and not one rock has killed people. It should be an everyday occurrence, all right? Right, folks, here's the news. We're expecting a meteor shower. Get indoors, you know, and nothing.
Never mind a person getting hit with something that would happen even more frequent than that. You've never even seen a satellite allegedly knocked out of orbit, which, of course, if they put it out eventually, it's going to be a bullshit story. But even after all these years, you've never even seen it. A satellite go down because it collided with another satellite or a meteor in space or even a little bit of space debris, which, you know, would supposedly rip right through it. It's ridiculous. And you can get into all different aspects when you, because satellites is big for me, Paul. Satellites is how I got started into looking into the flat Earth and this type of topic, because I started with Apollo in early 2012, maybe even late 2011, started glancing at it. We did our show in April 2012, debunking it. And that brought me into looking into satellites and the ISS all through 2013, which led me to the flat Earth stuff. And there's just nothing about it makes sense, man. Nothing. And we've had a satellite tech call in to try and debunk the flat Earth stuff, you know, and he said he worked in the field X amount of years. He was very well spoken. He'd stay on the phone with me for like an hour and a half, and I'll link that show after in the show notes. And it just turned into a great call, and I'm pretty sure he is definitely questioning all of it and believing it now, because none of it makes any sense. And people say, oh, what about Google Earth? If you watch Google Earth, they show you a fucking computer generated pic, then it goes through the clouds, it gets all pixelized, and then they come back, and it's like the street view cameras. That's all it is. And they take the high altitude ones with planes. They're not in outer space. The outer space stuff's complete nonsense.
Well, it's like we've said many times, isn't it? You've talked about it before, and I've done memes on it. It's like the thing in, is it Puerto Rico or whatever it is, and they did Operation Loon to give everyone free Wi-Fi and internet. And it was on a satellite. It was on a balloon. And it was basically a satellite, and they called it Operation Loon. Now, over here in the UK...
Just like we've been talking about with Google and Project Loon and shit.
Loon is an idiot. That's what the definition is. It's someone stupid, you know, and various other things. So they're calling the operation, like, basically, you're calling everyone stupid for believing in it. And that is basically what satellites are. They're all. That's why NASA are the leading supplier of helium, because they need it for the balloons.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's simple as that. And now they're getting satellites and they're putting them on underneath planes for better coverage. You don't get hardly any coverage at sea. It only reaches out so far, and that's because of the land-based stuff.
They use them as relays. And then most of the communication, honestly, and I know this isn't going to apply to the planes, so the planes would need those relays, but most of the communications, like 95% of it for transcontinental communication, is done with cables under the sea, fiber optic cable. And this is well documented. You can watch installation videos of these. So why are they going through? Think of the trouble and the cost of burying fucking fiber optic cables under the sea. And the ships that they have that put them out there are fucking massive, okay? Why would they need to do that if satellites are real? Exactly. And then if satellites are real and you start to investigate these things deeper, you'll notice that there is no GPS coverage anywhere in the southern hemisphere for these planes, which takes you down a whole nother avenue. But sticking to the satellite perspective of it, if you're living on a globe and there's satellites, thousands of them orbiting around you, there's not going to be dead spots like that. Never mind the whole southern hemisphere, which is very suspicious to say the least. It's because satellites simply do not exist. They don't. The people think, well, how do they track you on the – you might my GPS works. Yeah, it's always been a ground-based system. All you need is three fucking radio towers. And radio towers go back how long, Paul? 100 years? I don't know. Yeah. This, all you need is three radio towers to triangulate your position, and that's all they're doing. The GPS was around long before it was GPS. It was the Loran system. Probably had other names as well, and they used to use that back in the war. Like World War II, they had the Loran system. They just repackaged it, and then they made it with a new interface because everybody had the internet, and, you know, you get the GPS device. They make it look like this whole new thing, and they repackage it, and they just tell you it's coming from space. It's the most amazing scam NASA's got going, and the other space agencies. Let's not forget, because they're all involved. They're all hand in hand. Yeah. It's not like, oh, well, why don't the Russians expose them? They're all in on this together, Paul. I mean, you know that.
Like I said, they're all getting they're just. I know the money is fake and that, but they're just raking it in. Like I said before, they've got so many palms to grease. People are just getting money left, right, and centre. You know what I mean? And it's a huge. I mean, how people say satellites are real? It's just like asking for a picture of the Earth. You can't get one. Do you know what I mean? How many satellites are flying around and you just can't set one picture? And they say, oh, well, they're not pointed. Well, supposedly, if you're taking pictures of doing GPS and Google Earth and zooming in, you should have the camera facing the Earth. And you can't get one. Not one. So it's not hard.
There's no real pictures of satellites. No.
And then, like we said before, the cables under the sea, they do like 99 point something of the world's media.
And look at these are allegedly real satellites in space. Paul. Look at this. And where's the rest of them? And it really, never mind where's the rest of them. If you believe that this is real and not a cartoon, I'm just going to lay it out right now. You are a fucking idiot. You're lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. We've told you a million times. It's okay that you were wrong and you were fooled. Because you know what? This bullshit fooled me too because I never looked at it. I never thought about it. But now you're thinking about it because you're at least listening to this. Think about this. Is that real? No, it's not real. You know it's not real. You know it's not real. So if it's not real and the people presenting it to you are saying it's real, then they don't have any credibility. Look at their moon footage. It's all fake. If they're faking this stuff, they don't have any credibility. It's like we talk about, Paul. It's the little boy that cried wolf, you know? Anything that they say would need to be to hold up to a lot of scrutiny and have tons of proof at this point. And really, yes, you should just throw out anything that they give you until, you know, you sufficiently prove it otherwise independently on your own because they're completely full of shit. And people want to say, for the people that don't want to look into these things, and this is where I start, people. The people that don't want to look into these things say, oh, why would they lie? And everybody can come up with their own motive because it affects people in different ways. People look at it from a spiritual thing. People look at it from a financial thing. But for the people that are just saying that right off the bat without looking, I just tell them, look, you're financing this. You're paying for this. By force, it's taken out of your check. Try not paying your taxes and see what happens. And I always emphasize when we talk about the $52 million, we're not talking about a year. We're talking about every day. $52 million goes just to NASA. And then this involves all other types of entities. It involves, you know, oil companies and all like we talked about, because if NASA is lying about all this, and I truly believe that they are, I know Paul does. I also believe that they're lying about the layout of the land. I know Paul does. I believe that there's more land. Paul, are you in belief of that as well?
I'm like, because like I said, I've done a video on it, and I believe there is, but there's just not big enough evidence. Do you know what I mean? It's not like there's nothing you can get. There's only like one map that you can say there's more life. Common sense makes you believe if the poison in here, they're either immune to whatever the poison or they've got somewhere else to go to. You know what I mean? So that's the way you look at it. I don't not believe in it, and I don't believe there's just not enough evidence. Like I said, there's only one map to go off. No one else. There's no footage of someone going extra. It's just like, for my research and to the map, even that map, you know the map we're on about, like the 1,000-year-old map, there's 33 islands, and it all comes down to the famous Masonic number 33. Now, when they're doing things, they like to use numbers and symbolism. So common sense would tell you, if they're doing all this harm to us, they would need a sanctuary or to be immune to whatever they're doing. Now, like we've said, where's all this 52 million going a day? Do you know what I mean? Because it's like I said, we've seen videos on it, and it makes sense that there is somewhere else. Why guard the perimeter if there was nothing there? Do you know what I mean? They're doing something.
And they're going through such great lengths to hide the layouts, especially towards the southern hemisphere, which we know is the outer area, at least from where we are. It's the outer, and we're the inner.
Yellow ring.
Letting us on the outer, and then it also ties back into motivation, because I think they are hiding land, and that would have so much motive, because every single resource that they tell you is scarce would be complete bullshit, because it'd be in abundance probably in all these other places. But not only that, even without there being more land, that's already a lie, the scarcity of these things. Yeah. Like, for instance, anything that comes from the earth, like water, oil, and all this, there's an abundance of it, and they're just fucking charging us for it and telling us that it's rare. Right, Paul?
Yeah. Like I said, it's like I've said many times, it's the Luciferian experiment to, you know, basically milk and get us money with cash cows. Do you know what I mean? It's just crazy. And people, if they want to think about how we think the map is, in a sense, it's like, not a dartboard, you know, like archery board, and they have the rings. We're basically saying, like, south is the ring, outer ring. Like, now, if you go now, wherever you are, you just go south, you're going south. To me, it's as simple as that. In ancient times, they only had two directions, and that was the sunrise and the sunset. And basically, north came from, you know, the opposite direction of either. They didn't need anything. It's like a modern thing from the cardinal directions. Do you know what I mean? And I've done a little theory on why, but I'll not get into that. But what I'm saying is, they only needed to know where the sunset and the sunrise was. That was it. And then all this is just, it's easily to people think, oh, how can you navigate on a flat earth and this in south, north, and east? You could be north and south from anywhere. North is basically roughly in the center, and everyone can go north. So you can go any direction and you're going north, but you're just going all into the center. South, you're just going outwards. It's simple as that.
Yeah. And east and west are circles, counterclockwise and clockwise. Yes. And so, you know, people like, oh, and I use this example. They're like, oh, so well, I flew from here to here and came back around. And I'm like, okay, well, here's Tom's house, here's Bob's house, and here's Joe's house. You can go with Tom, Bob, Joe, or you can go with Joe, Bob, Tom, and you could do a circle and come back either way. Does that mean your neighborhood is a ball? No, it means you just ran a circle around your neighborhood, and you can go both directions and return to where you started. Yep. It's no different. And then people say, well, on a globe, well, then you can go north and south and do that then. Well, no, you can't, because they don't allow that. So then that would prove that it was a globe. And guess what's not allowed? You cannot go north and south, you know, straight up, straight down, and come back around. They've made those strictly no-fly zones. Yep. You aren't allowed to go on Antarctica, and you aren't allowed to fly over either pole. And the reason they give you is it's too cold. But you can fly to fucking Mars, and they won't even tell you about extra insulation and shielding that they have. None of that shit. But you can't take a commercial flight over the fucking pole for a fucking hour, or however long it would take to traverse it. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out there.
No, but it's stupid. It's like people get back to, are we talking about the Earth spinning and the atmospheres match the land mass in speed? So if you're at the North Pole and the South Pole, you're basically time traveling, because you're not spinning. So the air around you is not spinning.
I can't even wrap my head around that, Paul. I can't.
So at both ends, you're basically defying everything. So when you go on like Antarctic maps and cams and you see the clouds moving, whatever there is, well, it shouldn't be moving. There's no wind. So how are they getting snowstorms and everything like that? There's no wind, because they've just said the atmosphere matches the spin. Well, it doesn't spin on both poles. So
the whole atmosphere matching the spin is such an argument that I hate, because, you know, and somebody tried trolling my video about airplanes on a spinning ball with that comment. And they were like, oh, no, well, the atmosphere just spins with the earth, and that's why the pilot don't have to adjust for it. And I'm like, in the video, I specifically said, if you're taking flight and you're going, and it would affect every direction, but especially if you're flying north and south or south to north and you're going to land on a runway, that fucking Earth is coming at you west to east at up to 1,000 miles an hour. And like we talked about, Paul, with the ridiculous spins in here and 1,000 here. So where I live, it'd be like 700 miles an hour. It's coming at you sideways, all right, with these insane speeds. As you're trying to land the plane, however fast that is, 100, 200, whatever a plane lanes at, this thing's coming at you side. Oh, well, the atmosphere spins with the Earth. Well, what fucking direction? It can only spin one direction if it's spinning with the Earth, and I'm flying right through it. Never mind just the landing. If the atmosphere is spinning with – think of the fucking wind that it'd be creating, and I fucking fly my plane right through that, I'd be fucking done.
Think about it this way, and people don't. The atmosphere is spinning, but there's not just one atmosphere. You've got 5 to 7 different atmospheres all spinning and all going at whatever speed. So – it doesn't make sense. And even they say the fastest Earth stream is the jet stream, which it goes to like 250 miles an hour. Well, that's not matching anything. And that's the fastest.
Yeah.
There's a little alarm bell going there straight away. And people think, oh, well, the wind and the Coriolis effect. Oh, my God. Wind is supposed to go one direction. That is the Earth spinning. Now, the only reason it goes slightly different in a local setting is because it's hitting mountains, it's hitting buildings, and it gets deflected. That's the only time the wind changes direction. It just, you know what I mean? It's so crazy. People go along with this. It's like we've said many times, oh, they're getting the sand from the Sahara. And how can it go against the spin and against the atmospheres? It's all going one way.
And here's another one. If the atmosphere is spinning with the Earth at that speed, right? And say you're standing to my, what we call left, say you're standing to my west and the Earth is spinning from west to right. From west to east, right? And I'm standing to your east. If I shout to you, how are you ever going to hear me? Because the speed of sound is only, 700 or whatever it is. And if the Earth's spinning 1,000 miles this way, right, and I'm speaking on this side of me, and it's taking the atmosphere with it, how are you even going to hear me?
I know, because obviously the sound travels, and it should travel with the wind, because that's where the atoms, molecules that use sound to vibrate, that's where it's going. So people don't think of this and come up with different things. It's beyond laughable when you don't realize.
It's complete logic.
Yeah, and people seem to get offended. Listen, we've all been fooled. Everyone. Do you know what I mean? And
we've never come out here and said, oh, you're a fucking idiot. And I've never come out here and said, oh, these fucking people that think they live on a globe, or fuck these people that don't believe in the Mandela effect, or these idiots that think planes. I don't talk like that. I mean, I get frustrated at times when people are rude to me, but no, we don't talk like that. Like, we all made these mistakes. Dude, I'm 41. I believe this shit for 30-something years. You know what I mean? I believe the moon landing till 2012. That was only 6 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody believes it. But once it's presented to you, we're just trying to get you to think. Yeah. We're trying to plant seeds. And you don't gotta believe what I believe. But when it comes to NASA, it's like, come on, dude. You can't believe them. They have no credibility.
Exactly. And we've said it for many things, from the Earth's core, how thick it is, because we're told at school when they've only dug so far, all these things add up. So if they're lying about that, and then you research something else about satellites, and you find 99% is undersea cables, they're lying about that, and then this and this, and then they're lying about that. And then you say, oh, but they're not lying about this and that. They're lying about near enough everything. History is a lie. The only people that write history are the winners. They don't, and they just change it. It's crazy, people. You know, you just got to look at it, like we said last time, with fresh eyes. Do you know what I mean? And don't be offended.
You have to reassess everything. Yeah. And when you come amongst big truths, like, say, when you realize that terror attacks are faked, or you realize that the Earth is flat, or the Mandela effect is real. Like, when you realize these things, it's very useful to usually go back and use that filter and reassess the things you've already researched, because now you have a new set of eyes every time you reach one of these big topics. You got to go back and see how it ties into all the other ones, wouldn't you say, Paul?
Yeah, And you always find new gems, new things to look into because you're looking at it with different eyes. And you always find anything that connects, one thing leads to another. You could just look into satellite cables and then that will lead you into something else and then that will lead you into something else. Because as soon as you find out the line, that as soon as you realize that you want to look at everything then, and that's when you start panning things out. If they're lying about this, why they're lying about that? It's crazy because you know you don't just wake up. Yeah, you just don't wake up. I'm a flat earther. You can't just stay
in one spot. Yeah, and you can't just stay with your one belief and tell people, oh, what you're saying now is too far out there. When I got into the flat earth stuff at first, like I said, it was with the satellites realizing that they were fake, and then it was the flight routes in the southern hemisphere. So this is like mid 2014. And, you know, they're disappearing as they get out over the ocean, right? So yeah. First thing I'm thinking is, okay, well, satellites are fake. So this is all ground-based, the GPS. That's why they're disappearing over the ocean. So that's what I thought for a few days, you know? And I'm really looking at it. I'm watching them every night. I'm watching the flights. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Well, why? And the distances are smaller in the north, but they're still never blinking out in the north. So then I'm like, this isn't a ground-based thing. You know, they're fucking hiding something. And then you start to look into where the layovers are and everything. And then it just, then you start to hear about flat earth. And then it starts to, you know, it's all a big process. And you know, like I said, you don't got to believe in flat earth. You don't got to believe in electric universe. You don't got to believe in any theory. But to believe in what mainstream science tells you, you're doing yourself a great disservice. I mean, they are just absolutely, and this can go for all the topics too. I mean, this goes for totally like history. And me and Gloria addressed this the last show we did. It was about science and history, the indoctrination, and how much those two topics, they're just completely made up. I mean, it's not even like you're going to prove half of it right. It's literally completely fabricated. There might be like 10% truth in there, but it's like watching Fox News for truth. Yeah, there might be a tiny bit sprinkled in there to get you to look at a headline. But then after that, it's completely fiction. It's however they want you to react.
Yeah, I mean, after stuff, they only teach you what they want to know because they just want to indoctrinate you from an early age because that's when you're more susceptible. But I didn't learn about stuff like I've talked about people on shore, the Bissell Plains. I mean, we're covered by 70% of water. And that is a given. You know what I mean? Everyone, even people who don't believe, know the Earth is 70%. Well, it's more than 70%, but, you know, I'm just rounding it down. 7% water, 30% land mass. Over half, so it's not just dead on 50, it's well over. But stats say well over 50% of the water is flat underneath the abysmal plains. So you're talking about 35% of the land of Earth is straight away flat. Where's the curve? There's no curve. And there's no way around it. You can't say, oh, well, listen, this. They're telling you, even the science, over 50% of the water, the abysmal plains, are flat. So that then turns to, like, you know, roughly 35% of all the land mass and the oceans is flat. So you can't have flat with curve because, oh, my God, I mean, what shape would you get? And you can't get around it. There's no curve in this, and it's not like, oh, God. It's the science. We're not making it up. So you don't learn about this in school because, you know what I mean, stuff like, oh, half of the oceans are flat. And then, you know, you would think then if...
It's really basic stuff. People should look like literally they tell you the Earth curves. It literally doesn't, and you can't prove that it doesn't. It's never been measured. They tell you that it spins and it literally doesn't move. You've never felt it and you can't make any motion of it. Like all this stuff, it's literally the opposite of what you experience and believe. You believed your whole life that the earth didn't move because you never felt it. And then there was like substantial proof to convince you otherwise, but there's really not. People use arguments.
Isn't an easy experiment. You stand still and ask someone near you now to just touch you like that when you stand still and you can feel them straight away touching you. You can feel motion. You have crystals in the ear that detect any balance or movement. That's why people get vertigo. Now, if you're spinning 1,000 miles an hour, are you telling me you cannot feel that? And then it goes up to like 700, 500, and, you know. So most people are spinning between 1,000 and 500 miles an hour. And you're not feeling it, you can go in the airport and go under them moving floors. You can feel it.
Yeah. And then what they'll do, Paul, is they'll come with the most flawed argument, because they will come with the argument of relative motion. And they will tell you, well, it's because you've always been moving 1,000 miles an hour, so you don't feel the difference. But then again, like we talked about with the model that they present us, Paul, with the globe and the different speeds, allegedly, if you're in New York City, you're doing 700 miles an hour. You're on the equator, you're doing 1,000. Yeah. So if I lived in New York my whole life, or Boston, where I'm from, and we're doing about 700 miles an hour, and you fly down to the equator, when I get down there, that's a 300 mile an hour difference. That's almost 50% more of us on the speed of the spin. I'm not gonna feel that. Of course I'm gonna feel that. And as you're gradually going over the globe, if you were a pilot and you're going from where it's spinning to 700 up to 1,000, and it's changing as you go, you're telling me that they wouldn't make any type of adjustment for that? And they don't, Paul, and they train these people with the verbiage of you fly over Earth as if it's a non-rotating flat stationary plane. It's right in NASA's own documents, and they say as if, but literally it is. It isn't moving. It's like, dude, you don't feel it spinning because it's not spinning, you know? And if you say, well, why does this stuff matter, Brian? That's up for you to find out. But the fact that these people would go to these lengths, and your whole indoctrination in science and the school system, everything in media, all the movies you say with the globe spinning in the beginning, NASA, all these fake museums, all these people have a reason to do this. There's clearly something big going on. You owe it to yourself to look into it, and not just – because honestly, your silence is your consent. You're giving them consent to lie to you. You don't say anything. I'm going to take a break, Paul. Let's take a break and come right back, all right? All right, everybody. You're listening to Dose of Reality. I'm Brian Stavely. I'm here with Paul Knight, and we'll be back in a few minutes, all right? Stick with us.
I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fight. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fight in me. Rule number one, I'll never follow any rules. Cause if I wanna do something, I'll do it if I choose. And part of it is just principle, hard to get cause I'm sensible. That's the reason I believe I'm a targeted individual. Our reality's fictional, this is all just a lie. We're all controlled by the pinnacle of the all-seeing eye. And if you ever wake up to this, you just live with the burden. You must unlearn what you have learned, but then there is no returning. You always feel something burning deep in the core of your mind. Because you know if you go looking that there's more you can find. So you research all the time and see things are not what you thought. But no matter what truth you discover, you're not gonna stop. You're on the ultimate quest to find what's real and what isn't. Sometimes it's hard to recognize the beast when living up in it. But hey, you did it. You made it. No longer stuck in the matrix. Only to realize that it sucks and you hate it. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fight. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fighting me. They tell the truth in the movies and then they lie on the news. When I say they, I mean the Jesuits and Zionist Jews. So I gotta let the humans know we're living in the Truman Show. They bend us over backwards and they screw us in the booty hole. Tax us to death until we have nothing left. And that's just one of the many ways that they have us oppressed. We haven't progressed. Advanced tech, they have it suppressed. I don't feel blessed. This situation just has me depressed. We the people are deceived and I'm pursuing the proof. Three things cannot be hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. What a surprise. You finally uncovered the lies. You can spot the puppets because they cover one of their eyes. They are traitors to humanity. New world order sellout. We don't want you here no more, so you can get the hell out. The world is just a stage and now we're booing you off it. Because we're done with all this bullshit, so stop it. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fight. I'm sick of living in this world. This shit is driving me insane. All the hatred, all the bloodshed, all the anger and the pain. They try to pump us full of fear, but I will not let them frighten me. And I'ma keep on fighting till I ain't got no more fighting me.
Did you know your reality is being put to the test? The Panama Canal no longer runs east and west. Things you are sure happened never did in this reality. The crunchy cereal with the captain now has an apostrophe. Some are changed for many folks. Shit, that punctuation now just showed up on different strokes. This shit can't be attributed to only digital content. Take a look at South America. They moved the whole fucking continent. Even pop in your copy of Star Wars. It could be 30 years old. Shit, when is C-3PO not all fucking gold? Maybe you haven't noticed the changes yet. Open your eyes, trust your senses, and you realize the Mandela effect. I'm from the reality where the youngest Jackson was a girl. Volkswagen logo had no line, and Ford had no curl. The Black Tom attack we didn't learn of in school. It was always Who Will Save Your Soul sung by Jewel. The music ones really stand out to me. It's no longer I want to paint it black in this reality. People writing it off as bad memory. Even with Superman Chris Reeves running your trap, dismissing it is one of my pet peeves. Everything I research, people say it's a psyop. Even simple things like pointing out the towers can't collapse from the top. Somehow we are experiencing merging timelines. For more research, check out my site, The Real News Online. I started noticing changes in like 2014. It was JFK, the six-seater, that seemed so obscene. Many people will try and call me a loon. But hold up, wait, they even changed the spelling?
Thank you, Rose.
I don't see how you can dispute. For me, it was always the Smithsonian Institute. Institution? Well, to my ears, that's simply noise pollution. For me, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here with Paul Knight. Thirst, yeah, I know you're still waiting for the third song, man. Oh, I put it in your purse. Yeah, I know you're still waiting for the third song, but I'm going to get to it eventually. I do have it written. I don't know. I think I'm a terrible rapper. I don't want to embarrass myself anymore. So I think it looks good on paper, but when I hear my voice, I think it sounds awful. So, Paul, where were we at?
I think we were just talking about atmospheres, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we were. When we, you know, we're even what's going on within the atmosphere, we're so lied to about, you know, as far as, and we've gotten into this before about with free energy and stuff, you know, I think it's so prevalent within the atmosphere. And obviously the experience I had the other night, did you get to hear that show, Paul?
I've not known yet, but I know what you've told me what happened, but I've not heard it in full.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. If anybody hasn't heard that yet, check out the show I did. It's about just under 40 minutes long, and it says a crazy phenomenon happened to me. And it was like this electrical experience coming out of my hand when I was patting my dog, and much more than a static charge or anything like that. You guys really need to hear the story. But there's just a lot going on with the atmosphere that we're lied to about, wouldn't you say, Paul?
It's a lot of it. It's crazy because you don't really think about it. You just take it as a given. You know what I mean? When you start looking into things and you can see the figures that they kept coming out with, do you know what I mean? I don't remember being told that I span it. I know out further up in the UK, it's about 500 to 700 miles an hour. I mean, yeah, come on. Everything is supposed to match that, but they don't state which atmosphere, because I've looked into it heavily. They just said the atmosphere matches the land, but we've got 5 to 7, because some of them there is more atmospheres, stratosphere, isosphere, and all that type of thing. But which one's matching it? Are they all matching it? So if they're all matching, why is there a jet stream, which is as fast as it too? So all these things should make your alarm bells ring that something's not right. And then, like we said about satellites, and then you find out all the media is done by undersea cables. And we were all scared a few years ago that Putin was going to cut them. Oh, if you got satellites, why are you so scared about cutting a few sea cables? And then you look into it, and it's 99% of the of the internet, the media, everything is done by undersea cables. The rest of it is land-based for obvious reasons, because when you're on land, well, you've got satellite TV and it breaks up because it's raining. Well, it's supposed to be in the atmosphere and it's breaking up a bit of rain. You know, come on, just use an ounce of common sense that something is wrong here. And people who say they're flat earthers, what, they're not crazy because they've done some research, and all they're saying is we're being lied to about the shape of the earth. Even, you know, we're flat earthers, but we can't say we know what the earth shape is 100%. We just know it's motionless and it's flat for what, for where we are, because there's no measurable curve. Ancients dig tunnels using equipment that men straight. Your railway, you know, the railway doesn't account for no curve. It's all straight.
Railroads, lighthouses, land surveys, anybody that shoots any type of long-range ballistic weapon, none of it accounts for this curve or this spin of the earth. It doesn't exist, but you're fed this. Yeah. And you got to remember, these are the same people that fed you the moon landing. Everything they're feeding you is bullshit. Yeah. All of it.
You're just looking into rail guns, laser guided bombs. It hits the tag here, but they're not telling you some special ops person's on the floor with a laser pinpointing it all the way down till it hits. It's not. Yeah. Why would you need that if you've got satellites above and we're built in GPS where you know the directions? You would just, you know, it's just crazy. Everything rings your alarm bells that it's not going right, and it's not right what you're seeing, what your senses tell you. So we're not preaching this, and we're not preaching that. Just look, the lying about the media and the lying about internet cables doing everything makes you realize, whoops, they're telling a lie. What else are they telling a lie about? And that is why you do these shows. I join you as a guest, because they're lying about everything.
All of it. I mean, even to the most basic thing. And like, I, you know, you tell people about this and they think you're crazy, and they're like, well, how does the sunset work on the flat earth? You know, I see the sunset, it's a ball, this and that. And I'm going to show a little quick video. You can see my screen, right?
It's not loaded, but Facebook.
Yeah, it's coming up right now. And the sun literally, guys, all you're seeing is as it moves away from you, it goes down due to your perspective. Now watch what happens when you simply zoom in. I know my video is buffering here, but give it a second. When you zoom in, you'll raise that sun back up. How can you do that? Do you have a magic camera?
Yeah.
Look at this. Watch. Now see the sunset? Now watch as you zoom in. It's that simple, folks. It's a trick of your eyes. They have you believing that the way your eye vision works is going over the curve of an earth. They tell you this same thing about boats, which is even an easier one, because boats, they tell you, go over the curve after about 3 miles or whatever. You start to see the bottom disappear and then up to the top. Wouldn't you think about it at first? Oh, all right, that makes sense, because it's going over the ball. It's getting obstructed bottom first. You see the top because it's pointing out over the part that it went over. But if it's obstructed, how can you whip out a camera and do this? You'll bring it back. You'll bring the whole boat back, like to the top of the water. How can you do that? Do you have a magic camera that lifts boats? Does your magic camera lift the sun? Like, how, you know what I mean? Like, where does it end? No, it's just the limit of your eyes, and you're zooming in on these things, and they're right there in front of you. But they'll tell you, you know, that it's not. That it, you know, like, just like with Chicago, you get, you know, Josh Nowicki takes the pictures of Chicago from 60 miles away. It should be 2,400 feet below the curve, according to their idea and their model. And you can see almost the entire skyline of Chicago right in front of you. But they'll tell you, again, the opposite of what your reality is. And they'll just tell you it's a mirage. That's why it upsets me so much. You'll let somebody on the fucking news, some jack-off weatherman that you don't even know who he is, come out and tell you that what's right in front of your fucking face, and you can go observe almost any day of the year, you know, depending on the weather, obviously. You can go out there and observe that Chicago is right there across Lake Michigan, and he's going to tell you it's a mirage, and you're going to believe that, and you're going to continue to trust these people and all the bullshit they put out. I'm sorry, but everything the media puts out, and I'm not just talking about NASA-type stuff, and the earth type stuff, mainstream media is completely corrupt. It's the whole reason I got into doing shows years ago. Media fakery. It's all bullshit. I mean, look at all just the simple stuff, Paul. Even coming down to the weather reports, we've shown them. We've talked about it. You got people fucking pretending they're standing in floodwater when they're not. You got the woman in the canoe. Yeah. She's in the canoe, is so deep. She's in the canoe, and she's going around. She's the reporter. And then people walk by and the water's like not even halfway up their leg.
I mean, like I said, we've talked about it many a time on the shows about the sun. It doesn't matter how big the sun is. You should not see it as a ball or a circle, whatever. You shouldn't see it. It should just be light. You shouldn't see it. It doesn't matter if it's thousands, millions more times bigger. As soon as you go past so many thousands of miles, it everything disappears. It's impossible. People forget about that. And then you've got a ball. Well, fair enough. If that's what you're going to go with, that's the ball of light. Why do you never, ever, ever see that ball above your head? It's never. You might see it higher up in the sky or on the horizon, but you never can look straight up at you at 90%, and the sun is never straight above your head. It's never. You should be if it's light coming all this way, but I'm just going off the ball. You shouldn't see it. It doesn't matter how big some object is. Oh, the sun is thousands and hundreds of thousands of miles bigger than Earth. It doesn't matter. Once you're going past so many miles, your perspective, it disappears. So you're telling me, like, I'm going to wear glasses, but I can still see an object 93 million miles away. That is handy, that. It's crazy.
How they tell you how the climate changes due to our position from the sun. The position only changes, like, 2,000 miles in the scope of 93 million miles. And our temperature is going to change by 40 degrees each day. And it's like, come on.
And then even all the great minds never agree on the distance of the sun, and there's evidence, it doesn't really matter how far it is, and we've measured the Earth from a couple of sticks in the ground with a bit of shadow. Come on. Are you telling me in this day and age you've not measured the Earth again properly, and you're still relying on two sticks in the ground and the sun hitting it to do it? It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's like, it's 93 million miles, and this is 10 billion miles, and Pluto's 13 billion miles, and it's like, okay, well, you come with the basic question. What did they measure it with?
I know.
They measure it. And people just get triggered and they go into full on fucking neuroscience denier mode. And it's like, these people, it's like, dude, I'm getting to the point where the people that act like that, it's not even worth it for me to put my energy because they're negative energy. I just want to talk to the people that are interested in having discussions, people that are interested in learning, people that I can learn from, and we could share information and go back and forth to people that are just absolutely ignorant and have an attitude about it. You know what? The people that have been at this for a shorter time can deal with those people because I'm graduated past that. I'm not dealing with it.
It's stupid because we've talked about it a few times. Light doesn't travel. Light is local. And then they're talking about light. Oh, it's so many speed of light. Crazy. You can't. Light doesn't travel millions of miles. It'd be all lit up. So they're using stuff that you cannot measure for yourself. And you're taking, these people are people are so clever. Why would they lie? And that is what you're basing your truth on. Why would they lie to us? Why would they lie to us? And it must be true because they wouldn't lie to us. They're lying about everything. It's not hard to see. Your light source is local. And you've seen many proof where you can turn on your light in your house. Oh, you could have it. You could have it a thousand. You know, as soon as you start going away, the perspective and the light dissipates. And it goes away. So it's got to be local to you.
Yep.
And people just refuse to look into these things because they think, why are we lying? Why are they lying? And lying about everything. And that's why now once you start seeing all these lies, you go back and find stuff that you never believe was true. Like I've done research and I found out the pyramids, in my opinion, were built by the Egyptians. And once I found that out, if I wasn't researching because my eyes have been open to the lies, you've just got to do it. Just go back, look at everything, you will find stuff. That's what, even when people talk to me saying this and this and can they help me out, what's your ideas on that, and I tell them it's different to theirs and say, you've got to be right. I said no one's right, no one's wrong, that's just my opinion. You form an opinion and you go with it until it's proven otherwise. I've made so many theories and they're proven wrong, and then I've changed because as you're constantly learning, you're finding more stuff. Don't be ashamed to say you got it wrong and I've altered it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The plain truth in the chat said local AF, meaning local as fuck, the sun. And I agree. And I don't even think the sun is even anywhere near what a lot of the general flat Earth consensus is, and I don't like to use that word because I know a lot of us have different theories, but there are a lot of people that just agree and say, you know, that it's, you know, 3,000, 3,400 miles away, whatever. No way. Not for me, man. I mean, it's a couple hundred at best, and like, you know, I think, I don't even think it's solid. I think it's a manifestation of sound and vibration, and I don't think it's more than a couple hundred miles, and I think that's probably even a big stretch. I don't know what you guys in the chat think, but for distances to the sun, but... crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you've heard my many times what I think it is. You know what I mean? But it is when you start doing research. There was a good video I watched ages ago, and that was before the different theories, and they were talking about how the sun is basically to your perspective. So you think about it, and in this sense, that the sun you see is your sun. You know what I mean? And it's always at the your perspective and people's perspective. The sun changes different locations, you know what I mean? And what you've just said is a good enough, what it is, my belief, it is like a focusing crystal. And Pythagoras agreed with me. Does it mean we're right? No, it's just our opinions. You could have 100 people saying it's this and one saying it's that. Doesn't mean the majority rule. You know what I mean? It's just like opinions. Everyone's got one and everyone's is different. And that is basically what the sun is.
Yeah, in the chat, Plain Truth said there is no distance to the sun, and that's kind of a interesting way to think about it as well, you know. And I can't say I disagree with that. Maybe there really isn't a distance to it if it's like a sound or a frequency, but where the manifestation of it is, I think there might be a distance. But I get what you're saying, man. It's hard to explain.
Well, if you think about it this way, you see it on the horizon. There you go, the little ball. I'm here. What happens if you went to the horizon? There's always going to be a horizon. So the sun is always at the horizon, no matter where you go. So in a sense, you know what I mean? It's crazy if you think about that, you know what I mean? And how the science say it, how the light travels through space, and it's just rays. But you're seeing a ball. You're not seeing rays. You're seeing rays like crepuscular rays when it is, you know, but you're not seeing rays coming through the sky. You're not seeing, like I said, were you going to talk about the space station? Why are you not seeing beams of light hitting the Earth? You don't? You just see pitch black?
You don't. Just like, and they say the sun lights the moon, you don't see beams of light heading over to the moon. Exactly. Either. It's just black. Oh, well, it needs something to reflect on. It's like, come on, man. It's like, so it's just invisible light, and then it just comes into light when it's like, come on, dude. Because I know if I took a flashlight, Paul, right, for instance, if I was taking a flashlight and I was going to shine it across my room and it was pitch black, my flashlight doesn't need to wait until it hits the wall to have something to reflect off of. You'll still see the beam of light in between me and the wall.
Yeah.
So why would you think that the sun doesn't, you know, there'd be no visible light until it hits the moon? It's fucking crazy, dude.
We've said it many times. You got all these trillions and trillions of stars, all these planets, all these galaxies, the sunlight, and the space is pitch black. So we're telling me you go on ISIS, you see the footage every day, and sometimes you might even see the sun as a light, but you're not seeing everywhere else. Mm-hmm. It's common sense. When you even if you follow the science, common sense says the lying their ass is off, and it's not easy. It's not hard to see the lies. And while we always try and do these videos, it's just to get one person at a time to think, yeah, they're lying about that. Let me have a look at that, and that's where we go from there. It's
reality check in the chat. I don't know if that person's trolling or if they were making comments about the people that believe this crap, but I don't know if you could clarify, reality check. If you have a legit question, then you're free to ask it, and we'll do our best to answer it if anybody else in the chat does. If anybody wants to call in, the line is open, 978-435-0006. I'll drop that in the chat again for you guys. And if you guys do forget or it scrolls past in the chat, if you look in the show notes, it's in the show notes as well.
I think he's referring to what I said about this, you know, the sun moving away and it's always at the horizon. Well, do you know what I mean? That's what we're just telling you. That's the point we're saying. It's supposed to be light. It's supposed to be traveling through beams of light, we're seeing a ball. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm telling you. Why is it never above your head if it's moving? It's not. You always see it. It's perspective on the horizon or up in the sky, say like on a 40-degree angle-ish, 50-degree, but you never see it 90-degree angle above your head from here. You're looking up and you're stretching it and then you can see something. You never do. So why don't you? And that's what I'm basically trying to get at. You should see it at every angle if the light's coming in. We see it as a ball.
Yeah, another point I want to talk about is day and night being flipped and why it doesn't happen and it should. If you lived on a globe, for instance, and I do have a little ball right here. I said I was going to get one. Hang on. Oh, I got one. So, oh, perfect. It has a little illustration on it, too. So check this out, right? I know this isn't good because this isn't a ball, but let's just say this is the sun. Okay, so see the smiley face? You're facing the sun. Let's just say you or I am at, you're in Boston, and Boston is here. You're facing the sun, and it's noontime, right? It takes you 24 hours, allegedly, to spin back to noontime, right? 24 hours each time. As you're doing this, you're going around the sun, right? 24 hours each day. 24 hours, 24 hours. And every time you're facing it, that's your daytime. When you get 6 months away and you're on the other side of the sun, well, guess what? After your 24-hour rotation has brought you to where noontime is now midnight, you'd be facing away from the sun. You see? Each day you do a full turn, so you're back facing this way. And as you keep doing that, eventually, when you get around 6 months later, you would have your back to the sun at noon. And the sun would be facing you at midnight. It would be day and night would be completely reversed. And this is something that people just gloss over. I think it's a good point to bring up. I don't think it's talked about enough.
Yeah. People are scared too. And you get people trying to troll you, ridicule you. And we're only trying to get people to think about these things. You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
And yeah, because things make sense on the globe, you know? If you use your mind, I mean, it's really not that hard to see what they're saying doesn't make sense. Maybe to wrap your head around a whole nother concept. Yeah, that's a lot to take on. But to see that they're lying, we have a call, Paul. Hold on, all right? Oh, shit. I hit the wrong button. Damn it. Caller, call right back, please. I hit the wrong button. Please call right back. We'll give them a second. Man, that sucks. Sorry about that, guys. We had a caller, and I hit the wrong button. I'm not that quick with answering it. Please call back. I'll answer it right away. Just call right back, and we'll get it up to don't know what they have questions on, but cool. It's always good.
It's like we've said many times, isn't it? Like, you show them night. Oh, there it goes.
Dose of reality, just please mute the volume on the computer because we get the feedback.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, who's this?
Mac Fokker.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Not much. Just chilling out here, listening to the show. Was trying to get some work done. I thought I'd call in to talk to you, see what's happening.
No, I'm glad you did. I was actually going to ask you, you know, me and you sometime, we should do some sort of show in the near future just to shoot the shit or whatever. That'd be awesome.
I totally want to do that in the new year. I've been traveling a little bit. I got to go see the in-laws Monday. So maybe second or third week of January, we should definitely do something.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to, if we could, I'll come over to your channel or we could do it here, whatever you want to do. I think it'd be awesome, man. Hey. Why don't you tell people, because I watched some of your videos, you know, and you had that video where you were flat smacking by putting the stuff in the store. You want to tell people about that idea real quick? Because I think that's pretty cool, man. And did you get any feedback from that?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean by feedback, but I mean, I'm always flat smacking, right? And sometimes I don't really have the energy. We get our energy sucked out by these globies. Like you've been talking about it, how closed-minded people are. And sometimes I've just burnt out, but I'm always wearing my flat earth t-shirts. I've got Earth is Flat and NASA Lies written on my car, on the windows, big lettering. So, you know, a really good way to kind of do some activism, is just get some cards or make your own cards. You can print them out with just a simple message like the Earth is Flat. You can have a website there. Get some pamphlets. You can print out pamphlets. There's quite a few sources online that have some good quick points to get people's minds activated, the critical thinking activated, and some sources, some websites, some YouTube channels they can go to. And I really like doing that because if I'm feeling down or, you know, I don't have time a lot of times to engage with people because, you know, we're all busy. We're going about our lives, right? But anytime I stop in to get coffee at a gas station or 7-Eleven, or if I'm shopping some high traffic areas like washrooms, public washrooms, I'll leave cards and pamphlets out. And what I was doing there in at that store was, what a cool thing I like to do, because a lot of times, like if I leave it at the coffee station at a 7-Eleven, let's just say, you know, if nobody picks up the card and the employees always have to go around and make sure everything's clean and the coffee's full, they'll just pick that card or pamphlet up and throw it away if somebody didn't get a chance to see it. So what I like to do is like clothing. Like you go to a clothing store, like high volume, like Costco, things like that, or like soft drink boxes. You know how the sheep will love their soft drinks. There's a little slit. You can slide cards in there. You can go to Costco or some sort of store, Walmart, and just stick cards in the pocket. So when somebody buys it, buys the item, they're gonna get flat wrapped.
Awesome. And for anybody that doesn't know who's talking, Mac has the channel Flat Earth Walker. So you guys might have seen him in the comments, or you guys might already be subbed to his channel. He's also been doing videos, you know, doing kind of like what we do and integrating Flat Earth Talk with Mandela Effect. And he's been getting people to look at it. And pretty much every time I go to your channel, I hear you talk about a Mandela Effect. And you had that newest one with the personal experience. How has the feedback been overall from your Flat Earth friends that have, not just the trolls that pop in, but the people that you've already been in contact with on your channel for a while about Flat Earth, and then you bring Mandela up about them? I've seen a pretty positive response usually, like when I'm reading your comments. How do you feel it's going?
I think it's both good and positive. I think people are pretty supportive, right? And I think you were engaged with somebody in a comment thread yesterday. Some people like that have not fully looked into Mandela Effect, they're going to think like I did, or it's a psyop. And so, you know, out of concern from my subs, they'll be saying, Mac, you're off track. You know, this is a psyop. This is a distraction. This is gaslighting, right? But they haven't really looked into it. And that's exactly what I thought of the Mandela Effect for a year since I first heard about it. I just thought it was a psyop to distract us from, you know, the globe deception, you know, coming to light. There are a lot of people that actually looked into it and are on board with Mandela Effect. And now that, you know, they've opened their mind because they're, you know, critical thinkers, they're starting to take notice of some of these Mandela Effects. And it only takes a few, like maybe half a dozen, that if you think about that, man could not have done this. Like no man, no group of men, you know, people could have made this change. And exactly. Just a half a dozen should get you to take a serious look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's ones that you just, you know, then of course, if you just start looking up stuff online and stuff, you can write that off. Oh, people are screwing with Google. Or if you went and bought a new DVD and it was different, oh, it's a reissue. But when it's probably not those things, and either things in your possession or there's just things that have changed where there's just loads of residue that goes back years and years. And then you start to see how it works eventually with a lot of people, Mac, and maybe it was like this for you. It just comes that point. Like one of my good friends who's she's a flat earther, she's into a lot of topics. She never really got the Mandela Effect, I don't think. And just like 2 weeks ago, she was like, oh my God, she messaged me out of the blue. She's like, I get it, Brian. I'm like, you get what? She's like, the Mandela Effect. I never really got what you were saying, but you're saying so. There's a whole bunch of people that will all remember one thing exactly the same as each other, even though it's never happened. And then there's actually evidence to back them up on this. And I said, exactly. I said, there's lots of evidence. It's very provable that it's real, you know?
Oh, it's totally provable. I mean, like, you know, but you know, the problem with the Mandela effect is, like, in real life, when I'm talking to people about it, and I'm sure you've encountered this, it's amazing to see how they kind of backtrack and just accept the new reality rather than face the fact that, holy, this isn't possible. Like, I remember this Ford. I mean, there's a guy, my neighbor here. He's got an '87 Ford pickup. So I started talking Mandela effect to him. He already knows I'm a flat earther. And when I showed him this, I asked him about the squiggly line, and right there in his truck, he looked at that. He goes, "I don't remember that." And then he just kind of like went into cognitive dissonance. It was so disheartening to see that he didn't want to explore. How is this possible? I've never noticed a squiggly line in my Ford truck from 1987. And right there it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a term for that. We call it taking the update. It's like, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I'm going to give a shout out to this video again. You definitely need to check it out. You probably already seen it, because I know you've been looking at this stuff for a little while now. There's a channel called Child of Light, and she did a call where she calls a pastor at a church to talk about the lion and the lamb. And you know how you do it. You don't ask, you don't say, hey, was this the lion and the lamb? You have to propose the question and make them answer it, like for these Mandela effects. That's how you prove it to people. So she talks to the pastor. He answers the phone, and she asks for like the head pastor or whatever, and it turned out to be him. He says he's been teaching there for 30 years, you know, with the scriptures and all this. And then she says, oh, you know about that verse, Isaiah 11:6, where they talk about, you know, an animal lying with the lamb. And he's like, oh, yeah, the lion. And she's like, oh, so you've read this? He's like, oh, I've read it many times. I recited it for years. So then she asks him to go get the Bibles. So you know what happens? He goes and gets the Bibles. And then there's like a long pause. And it's like, dude, what has taken this guy so long? And because he's reading through it, and he's probably like taken back, like, whoa, what the fuck's going on here, right? So he's looking through it. And then he's like, oh, well, and he just goes into the backtrack mode, and he's like, oh, well, you know, later on it says this, and this is a metaphor for this and that. It's like, you just admitted that it was the lion, and you said it over and over for 30 years. You've been teaching it. It's crazy, bro. They just – and when I say take the update, like, I don't think we're in a simulation or whatever. I know some people think that. I think it's a consciousness thing and all that. But it's just a term, you know, take the update. And it's like they take that update, and they what you say is even a better term. They slip back into that – cognitive dissonance. Paul, well, you've been a little quiet. Have you seen people do this in your personal interactions, or no?
To be honest, it's weird. Last time you showed me a few of these UK-based Mandelas. Like I said, I've just had one. Well, I've had a lot of Mandelas, like you showed me, in different products, but not too many. But the big one I had was when I was sitting around with my family, and the news flash come on about Gene Wilder dying. And I mentioned it on her, didn't I, to Gloria? And she said, he's been dead 2 years. Well, I just watched it today. It came on the news. He died. Like, today, it was news flash. And I'm like, nah. She said, he's been dead 2 years. I said, nah. So we did. And I Googled it. He's been dead 2 years. So why are they doing a news flash saying a man's died 2 years?
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know what's even crazier too is the ones that are personal ones, they're crazier on a lot of levels. Obviously, because they're personal and they take you back a lot. They shake you. Like, I had some personal ones that really shook me a lot. Paul, you know, there's even one I haven't even talked about yet.
Yeah.
And also with personal ones, they're obviously harder to prove to people, because we're not talking about major media. We're not talking about geography, stuff like that. Falker, do you have time to get into your optometrist story at all for my audience, or no?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Why don't you tell people about your personal Mandela effect that you just made a video on?
Well, I've had two significant ones. I'll talk about the optometrist one first. So I bought a pair of glasses about a year and a half ago, last February. I had to update my prescription, and I went in there, and you know, they had a sale on where you get free frames, because I was just going to buy the lenses and put them into my old frames to kind of save money. But, you know, the old frames were pretty scratched up. And when they told me, oh, you get free frames here, like the cheapest section here on the cheap section, I go, okay, well, I'll get take the new frames, right? Because my hinges are kind of worn and all that. And if I'm not spending any more money, I'll get it done for $90. I get a full set of glasses. So I'm a year and a half later, I went in and my prescriptions changed just slightly. So I went in about a month and a half ago. I got my check done by the optometrist and my prescription just changed slightly. And I had noticed, like, I like really sharp, clear vision, right? Like I play hockey and, you know, I don't know. I just like sharp vision. So I go, I'm going to have to update my contacts and let me find out about updating my glass. Like it's so slight. Do I want to spend the money to change it? Like, you know, so I asked about the prices of the glasses and the girl working there was like, gave me the price, told me it's 140 for the lenses and 100 or 60 and up for the frames. I was like, wow, that's quite a bit. I don't think I paid that last time. You guys had a free frame sale going on. And then she's like, no, we've never had a free frame event or anything like that. I don't remember that. I've been working here for like years. And I remember her because I've been going to this optometrist for 5 years. So I let it go and I go, okay, whatever. Maybe I won't get new glasses. And then I go in a week and a half or whatever, week later to pick up my trial contact lenses. And again, there's a different lady there. So I ask her the same thing. Hey, can you price out some glasses for me? And she gives me the exact same story. And I ask her about the free frame sale. I go, like, this seems a little expensive. And she's like, no, we've never done free frames. You know, we're an office. So we're not a big chain. Like, you know, some of the big chains have these promotions. And then the optometrist was standing there and he overheard it. And he goes, yeah, no, we've never done free frames. So I kind of let it go and I go, whatever. I'm not dropping $200 for new glasses right now. I can live without it. But, you know, I was traveling and I broke my glasses, my current glasses. Like the hinges just snapped right off. I forgot they were on the bed and I rolled over and I crushed them. So now I need new glasses. So I went in again to order the glasses. It's a third lady that's been there for several years and the exact same conversation happened. And she even pulls up the receipt. I go, can you see what I paid last time? And she's like, wow, you paid $90. So that's weird. I guess the prices, went up. And then she's like, but you brought your own frames. I'm like, no, I didn't bring my own frames. These are brand new. You guys ordered them for me. This was, you guys had a promo on where you get free frames, like the cheap section. He's like, no, it's not even showing up on here. If we gave you free frames for whatever reason, if you were even like, you know, kind of an individual case, then we would put it here as no charge just to mark our inventory. So I was just like, hey, man, I'm having a Mandela effect here. Of course, that went way over her head. And I was just like, I was able to accept it. I didn't trip out as much as I did, like I did with my dentist. But, I mean, this is not one person now. This is four people in a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, it's not like you go into a sub store every day and buy a number six and then, you know, they're saying, oh, no, you always buy a number seven. Like the whole process of you bringing your own frames to have the lenses put in is just something you would never do because, like you said, it economically makes zero sense, right?
Yeah. So that was, you know, that's hard to figure out, but I'm just kind of rolling with the punches and, you know, seeing like, whoa, okay, that's kind of trippy, but it's kind of crazy. I mean, because now I know this shit's happening. Like reality, like I don't know what it is, you know, but some shit weird is going on. And I've had so many personal Mandela effects. So it's, I don't have an answer what it is, you know, I don't know, simulation or anything like that. I like your idea of a consciousness shift. But still, like, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm still thinking there's multiple realities now that are just kind of colliding with each other, and we're going back and forth.
Yeah, but the important thing is that people that say they're open-minded and a critical thinkers, they need to see that this is actually happening and address it. They don't have to believe my theory, your theory, but don't be the guy, because the people that are telling you, oh, it's just a psyop, it's just bad memory. This is the same shit I heard when I told people the earth was flat, or I told people there were no planes on 9/11. It's like, yeah, it's always a psyop when you don't want to look at it. We at least look at it before just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And Farker, I don't know how long you've been like like doing Truth and making videos and whatever. How long have you, would you say you've been, you know, quote unquote awake or whatever? How long have you been looking into researching on your own like this?
You know what? I was on and off since about 98, fall of 98. I remember the guy who first started feeding me some Truth, because before that I was completely plugged in and believed everything, the government, the media. So he turned me on to David Icke. So, you know, I've had stints where I get into it, but then you go back into your life since 98. As soon as 9/11 happened, my sister-in-law woke me up. We were all living in the same house. I came to the TV and I was like, oh, this is some kind of sacrificial, you know, death thing. Cause I had been doing a lot of David Icke at that time and I'd seen him live. He'd come to Vancouver. And then it was on and off. It was on and off. You heard about the Illuminati, and then a little bit later, the chemtrails come out and vaccines, the GMO. But I didn't really understand like how significant this lie was. And you run into people in everyday life that just don't seem to care. But yeah. I've been going hardcore back into Truth. I think it's been since like the summer of 2015. When I got back into Illuminati and Satanism in Hollywood. And then it was all the psyops in early 2016 when all the fake shootings and bombings started happening like crazy. So I guess I'm going on 3 years, but then it was all the psyops, and it was about 6 months of realizing, oh my God, the media is lying about everything. I mean, I would, every shooting fake thing that happened, like Paris and Brussels and, you know, all these ones in Orlando. It started with Sandy Hook first, right? I came across an old Sandy Hook video in somewhere in the early part of 2016. And then I saw a Holocaust video. And it just started making sense. My brain just was able to look at it right away. And, you know, within 2 hours, like 30 minutes, I was like, wow, Sandy Hook was fake. But how the hell did they pull this off? This is crazy. And then the Holocaust, I knew within 2 hours, I go, this is impossible. You just do the math on it. That's impossible. But it was these psyops, like, you know, like Orlando and some of these other ones. I just would spend hours watching the videos. Like, how are they doing it? That's like an actor and the anchor's in on it, you know? And it wasn't until the summer that I first decided to click on a flat earth video. Because I held off on clicking on him because I thought Flat Earth was a psyop and a distraction. But June, I watched my first Eric Dubé video. I was like, oh my God, this guy makes some good points here. And then I was like, my cognitive dissonance kicked in. I go, no, man, this is impossible. That lie is too big. So I just shut it off, got back into the psyops. And then there was a Dallas shooting that happened after that. And then I watched another Flat Earth video and I was like, oh my God, I don't think we live on a sphere. But then I'm like, no, this can't be possible. And I put it aside. So that was June, then July, and then it was August. Like, we went to my sister's wedding in a little resort town and we stuck around a couple of days after and the weather wasn't that good. So I just holed myself in my room and I just watched like nothing but Flat Earth videos. And after a couple of days of that, I was like, holy shit. And this lie, like, for a month I was almost comatose, like, you know what I mean? I couldn't even talk. I couldn't talk to general public. It was just like waking up from a dream. And
I
remember late August, early September, I'm trying to work, trying to run my business, go on with my life. And you know, I'm a chatty guy, but I was not able even to have conversations with people. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Where the hell am I? Like, you know, like, how is this fucking possible?
Well, it's a big thing. Man. Even when you're really into looking into these things and you find all these big decisions, it really shocks you. Like, cause I know even for me, like, I was already doing, you know, like the 9/11 shows and everything real deep, as much as I do now, you know, back from 2010 on. And then in like 2014, I started to slack off on the shows a little bit. That's also when I started researching Flat Earth. And I only did two shows in 2014 where I talked about Flat Earth. And then I didn't even come back on the radio until 2017, 3 years later. I was, you know, bombarding Facebook with all this information. And I have everybody in my Facebook group that listened to the show and stuff. So I was still having the conversation and presenting this to people. But as far, yes, Pete Shea, it is live. He asked in the chat. But yeah, I didn't. It took me a while to even build up the, I guess, the courage to come out and present it to people, you know.
I couldn't talk. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say another thing too. Is like, I don't know how long you had your channel. That's kind of what I was getting at earlier. Is like, and I know I've done my thing for 8 years now. And what I don't understand is when people have followed me on my research, you know, on X, Y, and Z. Well, when I try to show you A, B, and C. Why do you just call it a psyop without at least giving me the due respect to take a look at it when I haven't steered you wrong yet? I mean, just take a look at it for me. Don't just call it a psyop. Be like, hey, he was right about this. Or it's the people that might look at you, Mac, and say, oh, well, Mac's a really smart guy. And maybe not so much now, but, you know, at some people, oh, Mac's a really smart guy, except he thinks that the earth is flat. No, it should be, well, Mac's a really smart guy. He thinks that the earth is flat. Maybe there's something to it. I should look at it. That should be the attitude.
Well, exactly. And that's been my personal life. I mean, I got lucky. The first two people I talked to were like, yeah, the earth is flat. And they had never heard of flat earth. One guy was like, I've never believed in this globe earth and I've lost relationships. And he goes, people think they're flying sideways and upside down on airplanes. And he's like, I thought it was bullshit, but so he was a flat earther, but he never talked about it. He didn't even know there was a massive awakening happening worldwide. So I thought that was a really positive first encounter. Then the next chick I talked to this about, he was just like, oh my God. I go, you know what? We were talking conspiracies. And she was like, I go, you know what? The biggest lie is? He's like, what? I go, you know how they tell us the earth is a globe? She's like, what? It's flat? I go, are you a flat earther? He's like, no, but it makes fucking sense. You know what I mean? And then I saw the third thing I saw was like a couple of days later, somebody out of the earth is flat bumper sticker. And I'm like, oh my God, this awakening is huge. And then after that, I started coming out publicly. And that's when I started getting ridiculed and name called, and you went through it as well. And it's exactly people in my life that were always like, hey, this guy's a smart guy. He's made a lot out of his life. He's had some success. He's running his own business. He went to college. You know what I mean? All of that went out the window, and now I was just some dumbass gypsy caveman, you know, holding back humanity. It was just crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, like all of a sudden, like family and friends just didn't want to talk to me or didn't respond to me.
Oh, yeah. And you know, for a long, and I've had personal issues I talked about a lot. And I want to get Paul's point on this, opinion on this real quick. Like, I know that now, I've finally been able to get through to at least some people on my mother's side of the family. And my mother actually watches the show now. She's constant. And I'm not sending her the links. She was telling me to send her the links for a while. And I didn't think she was watching. Now she's messaging me. She's like, she still calls you that guy with the accent, Paul. She doesn't know your name yet. She's, like, she's probably watched 15 shows. She's like, yeah, I watched that last show with that guy with the accent and Gloria and blah, 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 blah. Paul, how about your mom and Mac? I'll ask you next. Paul, how about your mom? I know she's kind of supportive of what you talk about. I know you bring up Mandela effects to her and you get her to admit them all the time. What about actually her tuning in and watching what you do? Or is she in the room listening? Does she ever watch the videos or does she not get into that?
Well, I'll start off with why does no one know my name? Even Glory doesn't know my name. Right. Anyway, like I said, she saw a few of your videos, you know, because I've put it on like YouTube on TV and she's watched them. She is a flat earther. She doesn't know anything, but she trusts my opinion, you know what I mean? And things I've told her and explained to her. And like even with Mandela, I've asked her, and can you tell me what that is? And she'll say, it's this, like, you know, the dip dab one and all that. And she'll tell me. I'll not tell her, can you tell me that? You know, I'll not give little hints. She'll tell me. So she's aware of all these changes. She knows things doesn't make sense. But because she's so used to, like you've talked about, falling back into this thing, she'll be, oh, yeah, I know it's flat and I know it's this and this. And next minute she's watching the news. You know what I mean? So it's a case of I get her like out of reality for so many periods, she'll notice all these changes. Even family members, some of my family members have said they wish they never knew the truth because it's too scary. You know what I mean? So,
what does she think of flat Earth?
My mum, she actually believes in it from what I've shown her. She said that makes more sense than what we have now. You know, what we should be told. And it's a case of I've said to her, when you was at school, obviously she's a lot older, and I said, they told you about the thickness of the earth and all this. I said, yeah. I said, well, do you know they've only dug the hole and it finished in the 90s, and that's how far they've got. So all that was a lie. And she's like, oh my God, really? And I went, yeah, it's just plain, you know, it's surfy to see. It's not lies. People think you're making all these lies up, but it's not. It's all there for you to research and look into. Just people take it for granted that when your school tells you or your teachers tell you, it's a fact. And most of science is not, a fact. You know what I mean? It's like theses and all that stuff. But you just need to look into things. My mum basically only looks into things when I'm there because I'll tell her all these new things. And she's...
Did it take her a while, though, like to have that opinion that she has now of Flat Earth? Because you've been looking at it, I know, for about 4 years now, or at least 3 years plus. And did she just start to open up to these ideas of yours in the last few months, or in the last 3 years has she been open to it?
To a certain extent, because I've been, not like different sense, even when I said I'm your age now, and like 20-odd years ago, 30 years ago, I was saying things that... no one was thinking of. I was, you know, because I've always been into ancient civilizations and Atlantis and all that, and I was talking about Atlantis being under the water, and was we under the water? Do you know what I mean? And that's why things, I was trying to make sense of stuff then when I didn't have the internet, and I was coming up with things, and my mum was just encouraging me to use my imagination. So this is where I must get it off, in a sense, because she's on board straight away with certain things, you know what I mean? It's like we've said, Phil, when you spend enough time with someone, it rubs off and you share ideas, you know what I mean? So she's always been on board with things. Sometimes she'll take it on quicker. Some things, it just goes over her head, and then she'll mention it days later or weeks later. What was John again on about this and this and this? And it's a case of, I think when you spend time with people who are slightly off frequency, you see things easier.
You do start to rub off on them, though. You know what I mean? Some of that's gonna permeate. Mac, I know you have a girl. Is it a wife or a girlfriend that you live with?
I got a wife and a 10-year-old daughter.
And I've heard you make a comment, I believe. I thought I was watching your video. Was it somebody in a NASA shirt you wanted to approach or something, and she kind of talked you down from it? Was that your video I was watching?
Yes, it was.
So is she normally supportive of what you're doing, or is she kind of embarrassed by it in public, or how's it go with you?
She's embarrassed by it. We've had some arguments over me talking flat earth, in group settings and in public. She's still stuck in, like, she looked into Illuminati back in 2015 with me. That was her first kind of... look into conspiracies and into Hollywood and music and all that. And she looked into it for about a month. Every day she'd watch some videos, but then I think it got too scary for her and she shut it down. And she knows like 9/11 is fishy, right? She's like, yeah, there's obviously something up with 9/11. But she's the type of person, like, you know, they don't want to, she doesn't want to deal with what happens when we face the truth. Right, they just want to live in their little bubble, and that's how she is. And she's a really great person, anybody you'll ever meet. But you know, that's total cognitive dissonance, and she doesn't understand. Like, you know, when I was watching a lot of videos in 2016, and you know, work started suffering and life started suffering because I got consumed by searching for truth. She would, you know, get a little bit upset, but kind of she really allows me to do what I'm doing, but so she's supportive in that way. But as far as getting on board and being on my team, she's not there yet. And there were many times where I'd do a wicked flat smack on somebody, or like, you know, truth smack somebody new, some friends, or at dinner, or like, you know, back a couple of years ago. And then these people would listen, and I could see that their gears were starting to turn. And the real disappointing part was then they turned to my wife and go, what do you think of all of this? And she would just laugh. Oh, I just let him do his thing. Kind of embarrassed by the fact that I believe the earth is flat or talking, you know, the shootings are a hoax. And then she would kind of laugh it off. And then so kind of leave me out to drown. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hang me out to dry. So that was really disappointing because here I am ready to get some gears turning. People are thinking critically, and her behavior just allowed them to go back and go back to sleep as well and just think that I'm some kook who's off track. And then I've had many arguments and talks with her. I go, you know what? Don't, you know, I would appreciate it if you don't start laughing. Like, you know, just agree with me and say, yeah, everything he says is true. Like, if you know the earth is flat, then just agree with me. You don't need to be embarrassed by what people think. Because I'm not the type of guy that's going to be embarrassed of people's opinion. Like this, you know.
And especially if it's your wife, and if she does believe what you believe, you would appreciate her support like that.
Exactly. So, but we're on vacation. Like, she, you know, she wanted to enjoy herself, and, you know, she doesn't want me consumed. She's like, focus on your family, give us attention. And she does make a good point. And she doesn't want to hang around while I'm trying to flat smack somebody or, you know, get into a conversation. So that, you know, spreading the truth is not important to her at all. Where it's like, for me, it's like, hey, I'll give up 10 minutes out of my life to help this person wake up, this human being that's asleep and under mind control. I'll give up 10 minutes of my life to help him out, where she doesn't see the point of that. And, you know, doesn't see that as helping, even though she's got a generous heart, she doesn't see. Helping them wake up. So, you know, I mean, so for me, if I want to talk to somebody's truth with somebody, a total stranger, I had to kind of, you know, pull the reins on doing as much activism as I wanted to. And then, you know, she did make some comments where I was like, no, stop doing that. Leave these people alone. Let them have their vacation and let's just have our vacation. So that was her mentality. So that's really disappointed. And, you know, it's caused some tension in our relationship. So.
Yeah.
And getting to my mom, I invited her out, right? You know, because, you know, we had a dysfunctional growing up, and now my dad's passed away and my mom's kind of alone. So, you know, all the siblings, we're not really that close. I mean, it's not like there's any animosity, but, you know, we've all got busy lives and we're, you know, not really close to each other. We're in the same city, but we don't really get together a lot. So anyways, I invited my mom along just kind of like, kind of, hey, come and join us for a family vacation for a week here. And I brought up Flat Earth a few times, and she just thinks I've lost my mind, and she throws the typical line out, even though my mom is, you know, comes from the old, you know, old country, India, and grew up there. Well, she's been here since she's 20, but, you know, she just throws it on me that, what, you think you're smarter than the whole world? That's her only comeback.
Wow. Wow, that's rough to hear. I have to hear your mother say that, too. It's like, man, you're supposed to be my mother. You're supposed to think I am more special and smarter than the whole world.
Exactly. And then when I bring up stuff like, just look at that sun. Like, watch it today as we're sitting here by the pool. Just watch that sun go by. Look at that moon. Do your eyes tell you, like, that's how far it is? And then the other aspect of it, she's a religious fanatic as well, right? The Sikh religion. And she's like, no, it's God's creation. She's completely giving up her senses, her observations. Her reality is just like, well, God made this, and nobody can explain how the earth is around with water sticking to it and how the sun is far away and how we're going around. God just did it. So she's the opposite, believing in this fantasy of heliocentrism like I was. I thought God created it all. But then I was able to come back and say, hey, hold on. Let me get back to my senses here. Let me trust my eyes. And I don't feel the spin and the motion, where she doesn't want to trust her senses. And she's given it all over to God. And that's her faith in God, is what her life is about. and what her life's been most of her life. And even right now, it's like just God, 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 God's doing it. And I'm just going to believe in God. But it's like, but God wants you to use your brain. And then she'll just, every time she can, she's the type of person that can never look internally. As soon as I say something to help her out or try to get her mind thinking or anything like that, she thinks, she takes it as a personal attack, like so much insecurity. She just writes, the first word out of her mouth is you. You think this, you think this, you think you're better. What do you think you know? Like, you know, so it's, there's no way of getting through to someone like that. I see how closed minded she is. And unfortunately, she's my mom and she's going to die with, you know, in this deception. But she's not willing to open her mind even a little bit. She's got layers and layers and layers, you know, over around her, and she's not even going to peel any of them back.
Yeah, it's crazy. My own father doesn't talk to me anymore because of Sandy Hook. When Sandy Hook happened, I mean, the day it happened, we've seen it unfold. We knew it was crazy the day it happened. But I did a radio special, like, within a week of it happening, just blowing the whole thing apart. And if anybody wants to see that, I cannot put that on YouTube. You guys, Paul, Mac, you know as well as I do, I upload a Sandy Hook one. They're just going to take my channel down. I mean, I'm already on thin ice with these people for nothing. I don't bother nobody. I just come out here and give my opinion. But anyways, you know, like, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but like when I talk to my parents, my mother lives a few hours away now, so it is a little more on the internet now, but they would just call me, you know. Like, my father would never talk to me on the internet. He would call me if he wanted to talk to me, especially several years ago. And one day he just fucking tells me, he goes and he tags me on my wall and his wall for everybody to see, and he literally writes, "I'm so ashamed that you're my son, lose my number." So of course I called him and I said, "What the fuck is your problem? You know, I don't like what you're writing on Facebook, what you're writing about Sandy Hook, lose my number." And I've talked to him probably twice in the last 4 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's unfortunate that we're searching for truth and trying to help people out, like, because my wife's like, why do you, because we had some two heated arguments with my mom, and it kind of, you know, she came to hang out with the family, and it turned into this thing where she went into this kind of resentful attitude, like past silent treatment, and, you know, there's some tension, and my wife was like, you know, why do you have to start with your mom? You know, she's not going to get it, and she's a closed book. Like, why do you have to do this? I go, well, because I love my mom still. She did so much for me. They made so many sacrifices for me. And I want her to wake up from this. And, you know, that's why we do this. And it's unfortunate that truth has done this to people. You know, us spreading truth makes people react, you know, instead of happiness. It's almost the opposite. Instead of coming together and people waking up and realizing that we're in this together and we're human and we're powerful and we're conscious, like, you know, it's causing a lot of tension. But I mean, that's not going to stop me. I mean, truth trumps all for me, right? And you're the same way. Like, we're going to keep talking about it because we're not going to live a lie. I'm not going to sit there and have conversations about the NFL or what the latest fake news is on TV and politics. And we're going to tell people, hey, man, that's politics is a game. It's rigged, right?
Why I can't even go out to these places I used to go to. And not that, you know, I'm 41 now, not that I need to be out at bars or anything, but the events and the sports games and stuff, it's just full of fake conversation I don't want to be involved in. But back to your point with your mother, and I'm going to ask Paul this too, like, you know, you need to tell them, because what, are you going to hold the truth back from them? You love your mother. Of course you're going to tell her, right, Paul?
Yeah. Definitely, and like I said, it's lucky enough, my mum generally believes what I say, you know what I mean? So I've looked out in a sense. Other family members don't take much notice. So some, like my daughters and that, some, like I said before, they wish they didn't know, you know what I mean? Because it makes the world even scarier than it is, you know what I mean? Life's hard as it is, and people just need to realise and just take a chance, you know what I mean?
Well, what do you think of the whole NPC thing? Because I'm like looking at my wife and, you know, NPC, my family, and I'm like, man, these people have, you know, I've bred with my wife who created a child. I came from my mother, and it's like, I'm like, you know, they are the Matrix. They're against me. There are challenges in this world.
It's like they say in the Matrix.
I've been contemplating that.
It's like they say in the Matrix. Remember the line where he says, I'm going to misquote it a little bit, but he says that they'll like endlessly fight for the system that enslaves them. You know what I'm talking about? That's what they do.
Yes.
And I know yes. I botched that quote up, but you know the quote I'm talking about. And it's still in there, unlike the "what if I told you" quote. It hasn't got taken out yet with the Mandela effect, so.
Yeah, and to answer your question, like, I started my, you know, so I did the, I got on Facebook, started talking Flat Earth. I wasn't in any groups. I got so much ridicule from, you know, the winter of 2016, I guess it was. And that I realized, man, the world is asleep, and they're, you know, like, I had no voice. You feel so isolated. And then, I don't know, I was, you know, my life was on YouTube listening to other people, the Jaronisms, the Globusters, Eric DeBay, and all these guys. And then, I don't know, I just, I think it was August of 2017 is when I started my channel. And then I just driving along one day, and I just hit record and started talking, and from, you know, it was off point and going on tangents, and I just uploaded the video and just kept doing that. So that's how I started my channel and went.
And you get more and more comfortable, and then it gets addicting. Like, I mean, even this, I work 50 hours a week. I don't know if people realize that, but I'm squeezing in all these videos, and I know everybody works. So some people don't, but, you know, and some people get to work less than more fortunate. But, you know, I've been doing these videos like every other day, even if I don't really have time, just because I'm addicted to it. And if I have something to say, I might as well put it out there, and, you know, and other people should all do the same thing. And let's all, you know, collectively put our thoughts together. And even, never mind how we always talk about, Paul, you know, look, you might have a piece of the puzzle. I might have a piece of the puzzle. We put it together. We see the picture more. That's, you know, one of our biggest points that we always talk about. But also, this shit, it has an emotional toll on all of us. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're excited. Sometimes you're shocked. But the fact that we can all come out here and share our experiences and our personal Mandela stories and whatnot, it's almost like a big support group for each other, is it not?
I'll go first. Oh, it exactly is. Like, you know, like you said, first it got a little addicting to go on YouTube and just be able to let out what's inside and, you know, have your voice be heard. But then, you know, you get positive going to YouTube and reading the comments. And then in real life, you get beat up, and it's great to come back to YouTube and the comments. Sometimes I don't feel like making a video, or I might put out a video and I'll go read the comments. So it's a total support group. But as my channel grew, first it was just like, you know, 7 people, 10 people, 30 people. And then as it started growing and you get over 100 and 400 and 500 and 1,000, like, then the pressure kind of builds, you know, because we're human beings as well. And I'm kind of like, shit, man, like, you know, there's people that are listening to me. I got too much pressure. Like, I don't know what to say. So sometimes you get like that creativity block as well, right? So it's kind of sad, but I mean, it's good that we have YouTube. And this is what I was going to say is, but I think we need to start, like, you know, we need more to unite a little bit. I know people don't like the word unite, some people out there, and the shill word comes up. But I really think we need to start coming together a little bit more and, you know, have a goal here, right? And take it off YouTube. I mean, keep it on YouTube because that's our support group. But YouTube's not going to be around much longer. They're censoring everything, censoring truth. But, you know, I don't want to end my life 30, 40 years or whatever I have left or more just finding comfort online. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is, and I think you might have this same opinion. I think you do. I've heard you speak enough, and I know you've listened to this show, and I know Paul thinks this way. You know, we also need to progress this thing, whether it's the Mandela effect, the flat, whatever you're looking into, the conversation needs to progress and not just stay on, oh, there's no curve. there's no spin. Like, we've been saying that for 4 years. It's good to question other things like how the sun operates, what's the makeup of the moon, what are the distances, how does the electromagnetics of the earth work, all these things that we don't have a firm answer for, but we all have different theories. It's very interesting, and we should be trying to figure all this out. And when we don't know something, it's okay to say we don't know. We've only been looking at this shit for a few years. So just be honest. And if somebody say, well, how do the tides work on the flat earth? Well, there's different ideas, you know, with as far as, you know, maybe saline in the water or whatever your idea is. There's all different ideas. And just put those ideas out there. And as long as you say it's speculation and this isn't, you know, 100% proof of a flat earth or your globe is fake because of this, but this is an idea of how we think this might work. Here's an alternative view. I think we need to progress these types of conversations.
I totally agree with progressing the conversations, and I think different people have different, like, kind of niches. Yep. Some people are more scientifically minded in that aspect. I mean, I love, you know, the cosmic age theory, and, you know, I do think there, we do need to progress it a little bit more, but, right, I don't know, my mindset isn't like, okay, there's a few people that can kind of do that. That's where their mindset is, that's where their expertise is. But a lot of these things, we're not going to have a definitive answer because we don't have the numbers, we don't have the resources, and we don't have the money. So to get a lot of these answers, like you said, it's going to be speculation and theory. You know, I agree with that, but I also think we need to grow our numbers and kind of have a goal that these answers will come easier, you know, when we're stopping the resist, like, you know, the people that are hiding this from us. And that seems like a big goal.
Yeah. Well, then there are a lot of people in this too that, like, for instance, how you said everybody has a niche, or however you pronounce it. I say this all the time. Like, yeah. for instance, like, okay, obviously, if you want to look into a biblical side, there's certain people you look at. Or if you want to bring people into flat earth, like I think somebody like ODD with his videos, like his short documentaries, are really good to bring people in. If you're trying to progress week to week, like there's very few shows that do that. But that's why I always liked Globebusters, for instance, because I felt as I progressed through flat earth, they were looking at similar things. So there's all different channels and people that are for these things, and there's other shows, and like I do my own thing too. Like I like to try and build a bridge between the different communities, and I like to take the conversation to that level with a little bit of speculation, but we can always, you know, bring it back to the other arguments, you know what I mean? But and it's just, you know, after a while you want to talk about different things. We've been talking about this for 4 years now, so
I have a lot of questions. Well, yeah, you get bored of it.
You do, and that's where the Mandela effects help.
I just want human enslavement to end and babies to not be eaten, like, you know.
Yeah, but I'm pretty starving. We can go in 2.5 hours. Probably going to close it out. But before we do, I want to get a final word from both you guys, Paul. Before we close it out, what do you want to close it out with today? Anything you want to say? Anything else you want to get into? We didn't get into. I don't want to cut you off early, but
no, like I said, we keep saying it. We'll keep reiterating it each week. Like, we want people just to share things, don't be scared. Do you know what I mean? I have my own groups. I've just started on YouTube where I'm doing my theories. You know what I mean? I haven't got your guys' numbers. You know what I mean? But there's no harm in sharing, no harm in being wrong. Why can't you just, I don't know why people just fight constantly. You know what I mean? We're supposed to be in, like we said, a truth movement, yet we're restricting other people's truths because they don't match our truths. Just go with the flow. You find evidence and links from everything. Like I said, you could say something to me now and I'll go run away with it and I'll come up with something off that. That's just what we're here for. You know, the elites want to control the knowledge because knowledge is power. And yet we're doing the same thing in the truth movement. We're holding people back because making people scared to come up with their own theories because we have to be science-based or we have to be religious-based. Why can't we? Like I've said many times, all have our little thing, but unite to form the one goal, and that is to bring truth. You know what I mean? We need science. We need religion. We need theorists. We need this. All join together to form the one instead of having to go at each other, because you're supposed to be in a truth movement, so don't restrict the truth. You know what I mean? And there's no harm having all different opinions. That's why we're unique. You should revel in someone else's different opinion. You know what I mean? It's nice and refreshing to hear something different. You don't want to hear the same old, same old, same old, same old, because that's what turns the topic off. And that's why we like always talking about different things, because it's refreshing. We like hearing people's opinions because it gives you ideas.
Well, truth, man, everything's it's all a puzzle. It's not just a me and you having different pieces of the flat earth puzzle, or me and Mac having different pieces of the Mandela puzzle. All these different truths are all pieces of the big puzzle.
Yeah.
There's no one ultimate truth. And people have this arrogant attitude when they get into a topic that they're passionate about, that, oh, well, it's just the flat earth that matters. Oh, it's just 9/11 that matters. And everything else is a psyop. Everything else doesn't matter. And there's much more going on. We get, you know, free energy, life after death. I mean, we don't, who is the creator? We don't know any of these things. How are you going to say what you're talking about is the ultimate truth? There is no ultimate truth. It's all truth.
And like I said, we're all trying to get our message over in different things. You have bigger numbers than me. I'm just getting on the journey. You know,
Hello, you cutting out.
Yeah, are you driving? Or yeah, I know you were cutting out a little. Mac, we're gonna close it out, but anything you want to say before we go?
Can you hear me? You're cutting out now.
I can hear you now, but it was making a lot of noise. But you seem clean right now. So let's have a closing statement.
Yeah. Finish it up. Yeah. Three. I just want to say three things here. First of all, I totally agree with you guys. Like, you know, I like how you talk about all the truths, and you don't, you know, we're not going to diss on other people, because everything is a lie. So I don't think we need to be single-minded. Then that we come back to being like globe heads, right? If we have kind of singular thinking. So that's why I like you. That's why I resonate with you. You're one of my favorite truthers. And both, you know, listening to this show, both you guys, like, you know, we should be open. We shouldn't get our, you know, stuck in kind of one mindset. The other thing, 5/11, I don't know if you've heard about it. It's going to start, with what some of the activists are doing is 5/11, May 11th, from Ephesians 5:11. It's all truthers unite, expose the lies. Kind of some sort of nonviolent worldwide activism where we just hit the streets, and you know, it's not going to be like anonymous or anything like that. Just show, you know, head somewhere busy in your cities, in your towns, you know, wear your flat earth or your 9/11 is inside job, whatever, and just nonviolently go out there and start mingling with the crowds and just spreading the truth. So that hopefully you can get behind an idea like that. And that's from Ephesians 5:11. Do not, I don't know the exact wording, but it's do not engage in the fruits of evil and darkness, but rather expose them. So that's kind of the idea behind that. May 11th, it's a Saturday. It's I think it's before Mother's Day. So hopefully you guys can be on board and, you know, do something in your cities and towns and get together with other truthers and kind of promote that on your channel as well. Now that we're about 5 months away from that, or under 5 months, I'll get your thoughts on that in a second. And another thing I was going to tell you is I heard Richie from Boston day before. And I guess people had asked him to look into Mandela Effect, and he's from Boston. I'm sure you're familiar with him. Do you think that he said he went out and spent hundreds of dollars on old Bibles, and he didn't find any changes? So maybe you should try to get in touch with them and say, let me see these old Bibles that you didn't find Bible verse changes in. I haven't went back and searched for these Mandela Effect videos of his when he looked into these Bibles, but I just thought you guys are in the same city. Maybe that would be very interesting. And that dude's got like 300,000 subscribers and gets a lot of viewership. So
I'll check it out.
Be open to meeting you.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into it. I'd seen something pop up where he had a video that was titled with Mandela Effect or something, but I was either so busy getting my own video ready or I was working when I seen it. I actually didn't go back and check it out. But I would tend to think that he's, well, I mean, what is he saying didn't change? Like the specific verses we are saying change to this, he's claiming that he has all these Bibles that we would consider residue. I mean, I would have to see that.
Exactly. So he was taught, it was another topic he was ranting on. It was a great rant. And he just kind of mentioned, you know, I'm getting messages all the time, Richie, why don't you talk about the Mandela effect? And he said, well, I did. I, you know, when I first heard about it and you guys told me, I went and looked into it and I went around the city and spent hundreds of dollars buying old Bibles and the verses never changed. So that's that. So he kind of left it at that and it caught my attention. I have to go back and search his old videos and, you know, to see if he actually talked about that and showed that on camera. But I immediately thought of you because of the Mandela effect and you're in the same city. And so I wanted to message you, or it's a good opportunity for me to tell you about it here.
If you find the video where he's supposed, does he supposedly actually show the pictures of his Bible, or he just tells you?
Well, this video is from, I think, yesterday or the day before, where he just kind of said exactly what I said. Now, I do need to go back and, like I said, search his videos. I don't know when he might have made the video. So he may have shown the Bible when he did go and buy these Bibles last year. But I think he was just pointing it out that people keep messaging him still and saying, why don't you talk about Mandela effect? And he kind of, you know, kind of offhand just said, I did look at it and I didn't find anything there because I went out and bought Bibles. So he's just kind of making a point to, I guess, all the people that are messaging him right now, telling him to talk about Mandela effect. Just kind of washing his hands of it, I guess.
Well, I finally do, and not without talking about him on general level, I do see more people finally. It seems like, you know, because I've been in an uphill battle trying to get flat earthers to look at Mandela effects for several years now, but it seems like in the last maybe 2 months, it's increased a little bit. More people are becoming open to it. That's just how I feel. I notice it, you know. I notice, and I still get tons of shit for it, of course. Even today, you know, I was told I must be a disinformation agent. As I posted last week's video in a Mandela group, it literally has Mandela Effect in the title, which is mostly what we talked about, but it was titled like The Mandela Effect, The Flat Earth, The Bridges Built. Dude sees it in Mandela to me, telling me I must be 98%. There's a 98% chance I must be a disinformation agent trying to associate Mandela effect with flat earth. And just, oh my god. But there are more people that I think are becoming more open-minded to the idea. But yeah, if you find the material from Richie in Boston that Richie from Boston you were talking about, send me the link. And I have tonight off. This is my day off, so I'll check it out tonight. And I'll try and come up with some pretty good, you know, nice comments to leave. Nothing bad, just to try and make him think, well, what about this verse? What about this? And get him to clarify what he is saying didn't change. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I just did RFB Mandela Effect into YouTube. And so some videos have come up from 2 years ago. And 1 month ago is Mandela Effect changing the King James Bible. So there's some short videos here. I'm going to go and watch them. But you can do that search, I guess. And if I come across something, I'll Facebook it to you, a messenger there. And, And then you'll have to call them on it and say, hey, listen, I'm down the street. Let's meet up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And don't forget, if you message me, if you send me the link, send it to my backup channel, cause I don't have access to my main, Facebook page right now.
Yeah. It's called, Brian Stavely Backup or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's mine. And if you forget it, just look on my main page and you'll see I have tagged myself from my backup on a bunch of posts. Just go to the backup and inbox me there, because I got about 3 weeks left on that band. But I am starving, guys. We're going to wrap it up. So, again, make sure you sub Paul's channel. It's linked below. I'll put Flat Earth Falka Mac, who's on the call right now, I'll put his channel in the link below. Make sure you sub him. Make sure you follow Gloria on Facebook. Going to be with us today. And I'll be back soon. I'll probably be back within the next couple of days with some sort of short video or whatever. And if not, we'll definitely be back on Saturday. And everybody have a good Christmas.
Yeah, take care, guys. Thank you.
All right, man. Bye, Paul. Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you.